while America sleepwalks through the 2020 decade with a treasonous zombie criminal at the helm.
The most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy.
You from Syria?
No.
Hey, well, why is it a big secret?
According to the United States intelligence community, domestic terrorism from white supremacists is the most lethal terrorist threat in the homeland.
The Nashville shooter, the trans woman demand, who went in to the little Christian school and shot those little kids and shot those teachers. The manifesto was suppressed when it happened, and we now have confirmed from insiders it was the Justice Department suppressing it.
Our hearts go out to the trans community as they are under attack right now.
This monster was brainwashed and poisoned by leftist propaganda. Reportedly from the sources, she was a total brainwashed leftist on a bunch of psychotropics that love BLM, you name it.
Arrested after police say she crashed her car into a building thinking it was a Jewish school. Police say the woman told them that she did it on purpose after seeing an Israel school sign on the door. She also reportedly made references to, quote, her people back in Palestine.
A Jewish man has died from injuries after a confrontation with protesters. The incident happened Sunday as Palestinian protesters gathered near the intersection of Westlake Boulevard and Thousand Oaks Boulevard.
And this evening we received word from the Jewish Federation of Los Angeles that the man has died.
The most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today, white supremacy is terrorism.
Joe Biden wouldn't know a threat to the United States if it bit him, and it nearly did. China is flooding every inch of earth with its rising dominance. As a military power, China's navy is now the largest in the world. The dollar is now openly regarded to be on life support. As Foreign Policy magazine reported, BRICS is likely to strip the dollar of its hegemony over global trade, even if it doesn't have a single currency. BRICS currently comprises Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, but will soon be joined by Argentina, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE this coming January, estimated to represent nearly half of the global GDP by 2040. BRICS also expands control over commodities and increases leverage in financial holdings. China has quietly taken control of larger portions of key global trade arteries, including the Suez Canal and the Panama Canal. Meanwhile, thousands of military-aged Chinese men flood into the United States from Chinese camps located in Panama.
I cannot stress enough how important Panama is. It is absolutely vital, right? And Panama is being destabilized. And it's being taken by the World Economic Forum and the Chinese Communist Party.
China's Belt and Road Initiative, racing up through South and Central America, is built on the back of a compromised U.S. president, allowing nearly 8 million illegals, partly comprised of foreign military-aged men and terrorists, into the United States under his three-year term, dwarfing the amount that came in under two terms of Obama and one term of Donald Trump. While Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum lays waste to the sovereignty of the Netherlands as Schwabtown, or the tri-state city, is built to serve as a hub for the New World Order's Great Reset agenda.
This is a city that will consist of about 30 million people if it goes according to plan. It's most of Netherlands, a part of Belgium, and part of Germany. That's the tri-state. The end of the railway that goes all the way from Shanghai and other feeders in China ends at Rotterdam Harbor, which is in Tri-State City, which is at the mouth of the Rhine River, which is like the Mississippi for Europe, right? So Rotterdam Harbor is one of the biggest in the world, one of the top 10, and it's the largest in Europe. Just south of Rotterdam Harbor is Antwerp, which is the second largest harbor in Europe. Those will both be in Tri-State City. And so bottom line is, this is not just about weaponized migration. The weaponized migration are one weapon that they're bringing to the war. They're like the tanks, right? They've also got, they're building the new Silk Road.
While more U.S. banks continue to fail and the West is in a state of kinetic terror-driven chaos, once the dollar has been sufficiently diminished, central bank digital currencies will flood the globe, unleashing a totalitarian nightmare the world can barely...
Please listen closely, because this is life-changing, critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
It's Tuesday, November 7th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, out of all of the earth-shaking events that are happening right now, we'll be covering them all today. Special guest Mike Adams coming on with big breaking news. Former head UN weapons inspector Scott Ritter on both the wars in the Middle East and, of course, in Europe, in Ukraine, all the big developments there. China threatening to go into Taiwan. It's all coming up. Gigantic transmission today. And, of course, the Gerald Celente will be joining us in the fourth hour, always doing a splendid job with his trends and forecasting. All of this news is incredibly important. But there are stories that are able to get people's attention and are keyholes through which you can look and see what's being hidden. A Rosetta Stone, a skeleton key is what I like to call it. And this trans shooter and what happened there, and the Justice Department now confirmed having the city suppress the manifesto, is next level censorship. Where the left goes out and commits these crimes and racial attacks on whites are up several thousand percent. And then if you go speak at city council and say the attacks on whites need to stop, just like saying it's wrong, the KKK in the 50s and 60s was attacking blacks. That was wrong. I'm totally against it. It's terrible. But this is on a scale much larger, and it's being led by white academics and the ADL and other organizations. They're out there saying it's inherently bad to be white. And then the response to try to cover this up, again, is incredibly illustrative of what's happening. And there's a new detailed report after I break down the latest on the trans shooter and the attempts to suppress it. And criminal investigation started in Nashville by the mayor admitting that, you know, he's a puppet of the feds, that it is a real manifesto. They tried to come out yesterday and say, I released it, so because Alex Jones released it, it's fake. Well, both those are lies. I didn't release it, and it's not fake. But they had community notes. Facebook took it down. YouTube took it down and said, it comes from Alex Jones. It's not real. Then you hear the record skip sound, and they change the story to, it's real, it's hateful, it's terroristic. And YouTube actually put out a statement saying that what Crowder is doing is promoting criminal activity. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't arrest Crowder. And that's what listeners need to understand and viewers. I'm not up here saying I'm the biggest and baddest and toughest guy around, or that Stephen Crowder is, or Tucker Carlson is. But I want people to understand we're putting our lives on the line doing this. And that's illustrative of how dangerous the climate is for free speech and investigative journalism and how far this has gone. And now there's been a detailed report. Elon Musk tweeted it saying, this is a big deal, by Representative Jim Jordan. Bombshell report on the censorship industrial complex. Hundreds of secret reports show that the DHS, CISA, the GEC, State Department, CIA, you name it, Stanford University and others worked together to censor Americans before the 2020 election, including information, jokes, opinions, memes, truthful news, Hunter Biden's laptop. More than 50 million posts were taken down on Facebook alone, critical of Joe Biden. That is the purest form of election stealing, by manipulating public opinion up front and then denying it. Overhead shot, please.
Here is the report that Jim Jordan has published, and we'll be looking at the report here today. The weaponization of disinformation, pseudo-experts, and bureaucrats, how the federal government partnered with universities to censor Americans' political speech. And that's what I learned as a canary in the coal mine when Trump got elected and all those lawsuits got filed against me. It was high-powered Democratic Party and even the UN's main PR firm with Georgetown University, Stanford, Harvard, and several others we know of, as it came out in documents, quarterbacking in their entire PR legal departments, working with the Pentagon, the CIA, and the Justice Department to literally attack me. Remember when there were sometimes thousands of articles a week attacking me? You turn on the nightly news, every channel was attacking me. That was a beta test. They used me as a training op on what they would then do to everybody else. And that's why reality doesn't matter. And they rigged the courts, and the judges found me guilty. And now you see that being done to Trump. So the formula they're using against me and Trump is the formula for you. And if you watch the show in the last 6-7 years, how many times did I tell you I'm being targeted by the Justice Department? And by the grace of God, knock on wood, they've not gotten the grand jury yet to indict me because there's never any evidence. But they've had at least 5 grand juries open on yours truly in the last 6-7 years. They tried to set me up as a Russian agent. I went to the FBI. You know, why would you go to the guys that did it? I went to another office and reported it all because I'm not going to be set up by these people. So this is total war against the American people. Now, before I hit the latest trans shooter news and why that's so incredibly important, I want to pull back here for a moment and just explain to listeners what you already know. But I wanted to you, because it was sinking home to me this weekend and sinking home just this morning getting ready for the show. This is the fabled New World Order takeover. I'm getting chills. This is not a probe. This is not a test. What we're in now, the wars, the currency devaluations, the inflation, the open borders, the human trafficking, the race war promotion, the defunding of police, the destabilization, the world ID being announced, the central bank digital currencies, the ESGs, it's not coming. It's here. And it's rolling out everywhere, where if you don't have the app on your phone, you don't get in not just Jeff Bezos' Whole Foods. You don't get in HEB. You don't get in Safeway. You don't get in Kroger's. You don't get in Piggly Wiggly. And then anybody that doesn't go along with it, like, say, a Publix or something, they're going to come after the owners of it, and they already are. So this is full industrial war to block us from food, transportation, if we don't submit. That's the social credit score, which is the digital gulag. And I've talked to executives inside HEB. I've talked to executives inside Whole Foods. But I've seen it for myself when I went to the grocery store a few weeks ago, trying to make you have an app to be there. That's not to keep you as a customer or give you good deals. That's preparing you. We won't be able to go in the store. Already in Germany and England, grocery stores, most of them, won't let you in without turnstiles and an app and scanning your palm. So all the destabilization, as Klaus Schwab said, the angrier world is here. They've got leftist activists attacking art displays, cutting down statues, blocking cars, sabotaging railways every few hours. We have a video on Infowars.com. Just Stop Oil lunatics take hammers to 16th century paintings inside London National Gallery and aren't even arrested or charged. They attack gas pumps with hammers. This is the takedown. You cut the police off and flood drugs into the community, you're going to have crime in the streets explode. This is Wild Wild West, and when the Wild Wild West gets out of control, they then say the answer is taking your guns. The Seventh Circuit Court, right below the Supreme Court, just ruled semi-automatic rifles are not protected by the Second Amendment, starting with AR-15s. That ruling was Friday. Did you hear what I just said? It's here in the stack. Look it up for yourself. Seventh Circuit just said, oh, you got a Second Amendment, but we don't define these firearms as firearms. That's how they're going to do it. So it's on. You say, oh, it's caused a civil war. That's the plan. Seventh Circuit holds AR-15s aren't protected by the Second Amendment. So, let's get down to brass tacks here, my friends. I'm going to get into why the trans shooter story is so massive here in just a moment, and the different disinfo tactics as soon as that hit. I woke up again at 5:30 in the morning, taking a walk underneath the stars, and of course the great folks over at Louder with Crowder, with Stephen Crowder, are workhorses, so texts come in. Hey, we've decided to go with this today. We just got it. It's confirmed. It's vetted. I call them. They give me the download. I say, when can I break it? They say, you can break it the minute we break it at 7:30 Central Time. They're in Texas, too. So I sat there, called the crew, got our great reporters ready to go on the American Journal in the morning, and also the writers, Ben and others. And we then magnified the report, clearly pointed out it was Stephen Crowder, and the media went into spin mode. It's not real. But by evening, we're going to arrest who leaked this. It is real. Now we're going to censor it because it doesn't fit the narrative. And again, if they can do this and control Nashville, Tennessee, and keep the truth from you and frame somebody else, and then they can have nightly news programs with the FBI and the Democratic Party saying that there's a scourge, there's white supremacism everywhere. White people are just murdering. It's the number one crime. White supremacy murder is the rarest crime in America. Maybe 10 people a year get killed by a real white supremacist. It does happen. But again, they ran with, oh, must be a white supremacist at first. Then it was, oh, it's a trans person who was bullied. So they're a victim. No, they literally were brainwashed by the left to hate white people. And these folks are all over the place. And it is rampant. Absolutely rampant. So I'm going to break down the news behind the news here in a moment. But first, I want to just say this. They're going to come after Stephen Crowder, and they already have. They're trying to come after him criminally. They've got giant disinformation campaigns against him because just like Project Veritas got targeted, Crowder's been doing Veritas-type work for at least a decade, but he's tooled up, hired a bunch of people. I know the inside baseball, they're putting 99% of the money. Crowder's very humble, what he drives, where he lives, everything. They're putting 99% of the money into an incredible investigative team. I mean, I've been there. I've seen it. It's like it's their professional, like a special ops unit or something. I mean, they are boom. And they're breaking stuff every week. And that's what the globalists fear. So they're not in competition with James O'Keefe, but they're in competition with the globalists, liberty battling tyranny. And that's why they're coming after us. That's why I told listeners months ago, I said, go to JonesCrowder.com. You'll get a free month off. Roughly, like $8-$9 off. On a membership, you get Crowder's show, all their other shows, the Hodge Twins, all their comedy shows, their special reports, everything. My once a week deep dive report, I'm about to expand more. And the deal I have with Crowder is we get the lion's share of that at free speech and our operation to continue on and to fund our operation. But then the money that goes to Crowder is for the servers and the crew and what they're doing. And you see the delivery you're getting. And as they get more and more leaked information, they're just going to get bigger. And people say, well, wow, Crowder's going to be bigger than you. Crowder in many ways has been bigger than me in different ways. It's not about who's bigger. We got to get more people in position to dominate. They're trying to put O'Keefe in jail, infiltrated his group and shut it down from within. He bounced back. But now they're criminally coming after him again. They're coming after me. They're coming after you. We're all on the same team here, folks. Crowder needs your support, but if you want to support me and him at the same time, go to JonesCrowder.com. That's the sign-up page. Get a year membership. Get a month free. There's always different discounts and things. Just use the promo code Alex when you're there. Can we put the JonesCrowder.com graphic up and maybe the that graphic up there that has all the little promo codes and stuff that we've shown? It's a picture where I'm pointing at people like this. And I just want to remind listeners that this is something we're doing. This is something important. We're taking the globalist on. And You've seen how much we've delivered. I mean, look, just giving you a status report. It's all God. And it's all you getting the word out. If you simply support us, you will see incredible developments and incredible things happen. Remember what just happened in August. I talked to a high-level TSA individual. I call, talk to Border Patrol. They say, yeah, we've been told they're bringing the COVID restrictions back in the next few months. And then it created a firestorm. The media denied it and then started trying to roll it out. And they had to back off and barely got any of it implemented, maybe 5, 10%. And people then spun it. Oh, look, Jones, finally a prediction didn't come true. I said the day I broke it. I said, if we do a good job, if the audience does a good job of activists, if we spread the word, if we get aggressive and have the nurses and the police and the military and the lawyers and the congressmen and the senators, if people say no and get back exposing the COVID fraud and the fact they lied about everything and that they're discredited, they won't get away with it. And then Fauci came out recently and said, we need to bring the controls back. Oh, there's going to be a new pandemic. They're trying again, but because of your support and what you did, not just here, but like dominoes around the world, they're not able to bring this back anywhere. But if we wouldn't have fought it, if you wouldn't have fought it, if you wouldn't have said no, they would have gotten away with it. So I want to thank those that are members over at JonesCrowder.com. That's just the sign-up page so we get the credit, and it funds us, and you get access to everything Crowder's doing. And then I noticed yesterday when I broke the news simultaneously with Crowder, because he wanted to, you know, me to promote what he was doing, promote me, and we're on the same team. That's our comments on Twitter and comments on InfoWars on the articles and videos saying, why is it behind a paywall? Why isn't Crowder giving us this for free? It was for free. He did put it out. And most of the show is open. And then they have behind a paywall or over at Rumble because they're censored and can't say that stuff on there. And then how are we supposed to pay for all this equipment and crew and all this stuff if we don't charge for something? We're not communists. We're not getting a George Soros check. And now Facebook, Instagram, YouTube have pulled Crowder's videos, pulled his official videos, put a strike on Crowder. Breaking. YouTube removes Crowder's video that exposed trans shooter's manifesto. He made the decision to not put it behind the paywall because it was so important, and now he could lose his YouTube channel where he gets to reach people that are still in the Matrix to take them over to the Mug Club and over to Rumble. So this is a war here. And he's the one facing a criminal investigation by the mayor for sticking his neck out, and I just love the attitude of a minority of people without even going and looking and seeing that while they were bitching, the manifesto was on the same article. They could see it right there with videos of Crowder and myself talking about it and just said, oh, Jones and Crowder are saying, support us. Come over here and sign up. No, screw you. You don't get any money. You get to get indicted and sued and attacked, and then we're not even going to provide you with the funds and the resources you need as our dog in the fight, stay in the fight. And that's not most of you, but I want to say shame on the people that don't even read what they're looking at and then bitch and complain. But some of those are probably minions and globalist operatives and PR firms. But that said, fighting the New World Order isn't free. Separately, now I'm going to get into all the big news. Ultra 12 is the strongest, best methylcobalamin you're going to find anywhere. This is the high-end stuff. This is not sold as this. You can't do this. You need to get it from your doctor or prescription. But this is the stuff people inject into their fat. It's one of the few prescriptions I've got. I actually take it that way because it's even better. But I get that from the doctor. This is the same stuff. I remember they had a big rating agency. It's actually owned by Mark Cuban. Come out and do a rating of B12s like 6, 7 years ago. And they said, oh, Jones's methylcobalamin is, it's overpriced, and it's an okay one. Then they rated out of the other 11 the top one, and it was hilarious because the one they tested and rated number one is who we were private labeling from. So this is rated by his big lab in San Francisco, number one by Mark Cuban. That's like no weapon formed against us will prosper, because here they are. We know we try to go out and get the very best. We're like, hey, what's the highest rated? What has the best reviews? Who can we get it from? Okay, this company will do business with us. Okay, we'll get it. And it turned out we were selling it for less than what that company was selling it for. 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Used to have tens of thousands of five-star reviews, but they took those away from us. We had to get another rating service, but it's absolutely real reviews. Five-star review right now. InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12. Support healthy nerve and brain cells. Way more than support. Help make DNA. Help your cells last longer. Help the body produce energy. Help produce healthy blood cells. It's essential for proper nervous system function and so much more. It is the building block. It is so critical. You can drink all the coffee and, you know, all the stimulants you want all day. If you don't have the baseline of things like high-quality B12, then you're just not going to do it. And the synthetic stuff doesn't even absorb. And most B12 that you even eat naturally, like it's in mushrooms, most people can't absorb much through the gut. It's through blood vessels. That's why you put it in the fat. Don't inject this, though it's the same stuff. This is organic, medical grade, but not licensed to sell it as that. This is so you take it sublingually under the tongue. Under the tongue. And if you get it from a doctor, it's got the little, you know, where you put the needle in and it's all safe and everything else. This is not for that. You take it under the tongue. This is not sterile when you're, you know, sitting there trying to put a needle in there and take it out. Do not do that. The point is that this is super high grade. Ultra 12, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, I'm done ranting about that. I didn't mean to go off on a jag about Crowder. Why is Crowder attacked? Why are there shadow campaigns against him? Why is he demonized? Why is he censored? Because he does a funny, exciting show that is very popular with young people and others and is reaching out across political lines. And he's building a massive, he's already built it, investigative journalism unit. And he's building a platform to bring on a bunch of other shows that have been censored to magnify all those shows and create synergy. That's what we did. That's what we tried to do. And we're successful. And then have been cut up and sliced up and shot up, but we've reconstituted by the grace of God and are in many ways more effective than ever. But they're coming after him because he's going after them with the truth. And now you see criminal investigation and on and on and on and on and on over investigative journalism. Were they going to Julian Assange him? Because they wanted to say it was a white supremacist went in there and killed those kids. Then, oh, well, it's a trans activist. People were mean to her, him. Now, well, it's just hateful. You can't read. I'm going to kill those blonde-haired little white crackers, white privilege. I can't wait to kill those little pieces of you know what. We're going to read the manifesto when we come back. Play it on air. I'm going to play Crowder reading it. And then I'm going to get into what it really means and why it's so important. Because this is a big deal. That the feds came in, we now have confirmed, we knew it. We knew what was in it. And it was even worse than we thought it would be. I mean, it is a helter-skelter, race war, lunatic, brainwashed white woman who literally thought going and killing white children was a good thing to do. And it's all the mainstream media and all Joe Biden and the ADL did this. The ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years. because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's gone on. And these are game-changing products. Just like our information's game-changing, these products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are in the middle of a crude and ugly communist revolution, funded by the big banks as a battering ram into a new age digital economy and a total surveillance state. All branches of government are attacking we the people, and they offer us only one option, a meaningless vote in a rigged election. What we can do is be prepared, and you can support the InfoWar by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com for products to help you through good times and bad. And you can share the videos at band.video. Our best hope still is, and always has been, a mass awakening. So download the videos, share them, upload them, and send them everywhere. Let the world unite for truth, justice, and 1776 worldwide.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So a consortium of think tanks, government agencies, foreign government agencies, EU, the UK, the Canadian government, the US government, the CIA, the Justice Department, big tech companies, with policy being written by the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL on what to censor and what to control, are literally in your private messages, on all the big apps, on all the big tech companies. They're not just watching what you say in public. They are engaging in massive coordinated crime. And that's what experts in Congress have said. That's what constitutional lawyers have said in testimony. We know it on its face. We saw the big hearings dealing with the censorship industrial complex. Now Jim Jordan's big report out on it. So they stole the last two elections, bigger than Dallas. Total election meddling. Now they've tried to outlaw saying, hey, stop stealing the election, or questioning all the Dropbox video, people showing up with 50, 60, 100 ballots, signing them right there on camera, fraudulently, right in front of everybody. And it goes down to the crime. 20-1 black on white crime right now. That's the number. So the FBI stops publishing it. We only have the local numbers. It's a fraud. It's a war on Americans, a war on white people, a war on Christians, because that's the minority that's now got to be bullied globally under UN control. And they're trying to train the brown people, they're the majority of folks, who are good people, on average, just want to have a future, but they're able to find a percentage of them, Islamists, you name it, that will literally ally with the left and be used as an internal destabilization tool and a voting block. So, this trans shooter, for over a year and a half, that's in the manifesto, fantasizes about how she, really a she, is casing places, planned to hit more places, but the cops got there quickly, so she was only able to kill a small number of people, but still, it's the intent that mattered, and every life's precious. And so this breaks. And the article on Infowars.com and the videos I put out yesterday morning were 100% clear. Steven Crowder broke this and authorized me to break it right when he broke it. So the national news comes out and says, Alex Jones has released a fake manifesto. Community Notes came out and said it wasn't real. They came out and said it wasn't real on Facebook and took it down. Then the mayor comes out and says, no, it's real. We've got a criminal investigation going on who leaked it. Well, investigative journalists are allowed to be leaked things, particularly if it's a public interest. Look at the Pentagon Papers of Daniel Ellsberg. He was a hero, doing the same thing Assange did, but Assange is in solitary confinement. Told you a big Assange news coming soon. Then you learned about a week later Tucker's gone to visit him, and I'm going to leave it at that. Tucker's got big interviews and big stuff dropping soon. Breaking, YouTube removes Crowder's video that exposed trans shooter's manifesto. We have videos. City of Nashville confirms transgender school shooter manifesto is real. Democrat Nashville mayor launches probe. And you look into it, it's a criminal probe of the leak of trans shooter's manifesto. Imagine if that's just the first three pages. It's reportedly dozens of pages long. What else is in there? Well, the police that are mad about this and want this out, they want the city to be forced to officially release it because I guess the cops thought they would just say it was fake. But that's already been defeated. So that's what's happening here. But let's put on screen an HD shot of this. Let's look at the people that were killed. They don't want you to know their names. These little girls, little boy, the two teachers, and the principal, assistant principal, a black man. She went there to kill evil white people, but a black man tried to stop her, and so she shot him full of holes. He's a hero. He's not a racist. He's a Christian. And he protected the white children, just like he protect black children. Anybody else, so would I. Makes me want to throw up. But they wanted to tell you that it was the right wing. First they said it was a right winger did it. And then they said, well, it was a transgender, but people were mean to her, even though it was a he, according to their rules. Suddenly it was a her, the real gender. And I've got all these clips that I really don't want to play. I without even looking, I found like eight of them. But let's just play two of these. This is 18 and 19. Woke boomer blames the Christian right for the actions of the trans terrorist. Another one, clip 19. Deranged leftist blames Tennessee trans bills on the shooting. The first is long. I don't even want to listen to these people, but play 19 first and then just play part of 18. Here it is.
I wonder if the parents of the victims of the Nashville shooting today would still have their children if these trans bills in Tennessee were never a thing. I'm not a parent, but if I were, I'd be real, real mad at the government. I'd be real, real mad at the government.
You have a transgender person that was finally pushed so far and traumatized so much by the Christian conservative right that they snapped. They did the unthinkable, the unfathomable, and they murdered children. And now that very group of Christian right conservatives will use that transgender person as a poster for why transgender people are evil and need to be eliminated. They created the environment that allowed that monster to develop. They are equally responsible. And this is the methodology this entire country has been built on since the beginning. We did it to the indigenous. They were labeled as savages because they wanted to protect their way of life, their land, their lives. We did it to black people and continue labeling them as angry and violent because they didn't want to be enslaved. And then any time a marginalized group puts together enough organization and wherewithal to gain real political power, our government goes in and absolutely decimates them. They did it to the Black Panthers.
Meanwhile, slavery is still going on in many parts of the world. There's massive barbarism going on. There were millions of white slaves kidnapped, taken by Arabs over 500 years. But you're not supposed to know all of that. Only evil went on in America because the Marxist-Leninists funded by the big banks and the universities want you to hate the founding of the country so they can get rid of that Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights. That's what it's about. And now they officially are taking down George Washington and Thomas Jefferson statues around the country. And even Teddy Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt was like a big civil rights activist before they even had that name for it. They don't care. He's a white guy taking down. White people are bad. I'm going to do a special report this week. There's so many clips, it'll take time to get them all. Of all the different White House officials and the FBI director and General Milley and Biden, white supremacism is a scourge. It's just an epidemic. It's everywhere. And in the middle of them saying all this, there's all these attacks on white people going on, and here's a white transgender person going in and targeting little children saying, I can't wait to kill those little blonde bleepers, those little crackers for their white privilege. You know, this morning I was going for a hike and I live near a golf course and I hiked about 5 miles and I noticed that the workers were all Hispanic and white. And I've used to play golf back in high school and stuff and a little bit about it. I know the jobs that greenskeepers do. I was a greenskeeper for about a year in high school. And I noticed that the white people were the junior people in the jobs because obviously the Hispanic guys had been there longer and that's seniority. They're skilled people. It's very skilled work, especially on a nice golf course. And I didn't look, how dare those Hispanic guys be the bosses? Because the white guys looked like they were 25 and they wanted a job. The point is, I really saw the white privilege out there. And you know, when I see people out playing golf, I drive by the golf course every day. I just see black people and white people and brown people and Asian people, everybody out there. America is the most open, free country in the world for race and religion. Everybody knows that. So these people tell us that we're the strongest and the best and that we're bad and we're guilty. Let's play clip 24. This is Steven Crowder reading the sickening first three pages of the manifesto.
Dark Abyss, Death Day, March 27th, 2023. Today is the day, yes. The day has finally come. I can't believe it's here. Don't know how I was able to get this far, but here I am. I'm a little nervous, but excited too. Been excited for these past 2 weeks. There were several times I could have been caught, especially back in the summer of 2021. None of that matters now. I'm almost an hour plus 7 minutes away. Can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm ready. I hope my victims aren't. My only fear is if anything goes wrong, I'll do my best to prevent any of the sort. God let my wrath take over my anxiety. It might be 10 minutes tops. It might be 3 to 7. It's gonna go quick. I hope I have a high death count. Ready to die. Ha ha. Signed, Aiden. Next page. Audrey. Kill those kids. 3 exclamation points. Those crackers. Going to private fancy schools with those fancy khakis and sports backpacks with their M-daddies, Mustangs, and convertibles. You little sh**. I wish to shoot you weak-ass dicks with your mop yellow hair. Wanna kill all you little crackers again. Bunch of little faggots with your white privileges. You faggots. Then we have the schedule. Death Day, 6:30, desired. It's covered by a sticky note, 7 a.m., get dressed, 7:05 to 8:55,
It says, with stuffed animals plus possessions, 9 a.m., eat breakfast at home. The home is encircled in a heart shape. 9:30, pack up special belongings and backpack. Test knife core breaker, leave for Royal Range, gear up, plus setup, guns and trunk, final videotape, leave for Covenant School. So, the schedule isn't necessarily something I need to go through in detail, but we will provide it for you.
So what you've been witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, is an organized corporate government working with PR firms, the media, big tech, to not just censor the Hunter Biden laptop and millions of other pieces of information that show you who they really are, but murders of children. And now they've got an investigation going of Steven Crowder and how he got this after corporate media tried to claim it wasn't real and that I had fabricated it. The real independent journalism in this country is people like Steven Crowder and InfoWars and James O'Keefe. We're not the alternative media. We're all that's left of real media. And that's why there's PR campaigns and lawsuits and hell people go through that you don't even know about. Last time I was up at Crowder's place for 2 days doing his show, staying in a hotel, I was followed every day by a black SUV on my ass to his place of business and then away from there. That's how Steven Crowder lives. That's how I live. And I'm not being a victim here. I'm simply explaining the deep state's coming after everybody, and we're standing in the way, as President Trump has said. And Trump isn't perfect, but man, he stood up for America. It's why they're coming after him. And we need you to stand with us. We need everybody to understand that Crowder put all this out for free everywhere, and now he takes the brunt of the attacks. Everybody needs to join Mug Club. They need to go to JonesCrowder.com, get all sorts of, you know, deals, a month free, you name it. Use promo code Alex. The point is, if you don't get behind InfoWars, and if you don't get behind JonesCrowder.com, if you don't get behind the Mug Club, you're crazy. We're in the fight. We're the tip of the spear. Now, he did an extended show. He normally goes live at 9 a.m. He just got off 15 minutes ago. He's a very busy man. We've only got about 12 minutes to break. Stephen, thank you for getting in here. This is the top story out there because it illustrates the censorship, the control, the manipulations, the false statistics, them trying to say that I fabricated it when I never even said that I was the one that released it. Then they changed the story. No, it's real. But we've got an investigation now going. You know, the feds are running it, obviously, through the mayor of Nashville. But that's a badge of honor for you and your team. And the investigative unit you have built is dropping bombshells every day. You put yourself over the target again. Steven Crowder, we got 12 minutes with you. You've got the floor.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And thank you for that introduction. And you know, like I've said, hopefully everyone out there, if they comment, like, show some love for the investigative unit here. I signed the fronts of the checks. And so I know they're grateful for that, but they really did a lot of legwork. And what I will tell you is, for me, having the confidence of when I go out there publicly and I say, I have this information, I know it's right because I know the people I work with. I know that they do their due diligence. And yeah, when people try to, I guess there were some rumors out there and they try to say that we're conspiratorial, that you were getting the information or you were leaking the information. And of course I knew that it wasn't true. I know what they just try and do is pit us against each other and they try and generate controversy where there isn't. You know where the controversy should exist? The motivations and the targeting that are expressly outlined in this manifesto.
That's right. They try to change the subject. Well, Community Notes said that it looks like it's from Alex Jones. When it was very clear, I said, Steven Crowder's investigative unit in the article and the video we posted. Go ahead.
No, that's absolutely right. And you know what? By the way, I would take that as a badge of honor being compared to you. Like, I think they do that because you're not allowed on X right now, which gives me pause, by the way, as far as it relates to trusting Elon. I think he's taking steps in the right direction, but I'm still kind of dumbfounded that you're not allowed on there. This was something, you know, there was a process that we had to go through, which I've outlined. And today on the show, we actually released some full interviews with media. Of course, you've done this in the past, too, where they chopped it up. They misrepresented what I'd said so people can see it on Rumble or on X in its full context. What we did was, we were sent kind of a tip, right, from an anonymous source. It was pretty vague to the Proton Mail. And by the way, anyone out there, lwctips@protonmail.com, they can send those in. So we got this vague tip. A Mug Club undercover journalist followed up with an email and a call to this person. Let's call them Source 1 because they have to keep them anonymous. Source 1 then sent some pictures to our journalists after there were multiple phone calls. Our journalist flew to Nashville to meet with this person, source number one, review the phone and this text thread from the source within the Nashville PD. We'll call that source number two. Then our journalist verified the text thread that it was from 2 days post-shooting, verified the phone number, and authenticated that source number two was in fact on the scene of the crime. So there were multiple points of verification, took a while to do our due diligence. And after that happened, you know, there are people out there who, both on the left and the right, trying to say that either it wasn't legitimate, though that was very short-lived, but then people saying, yes, our sources have confirmed it as well. I guarantee you they didn't have any sources to confirm anything at that point in time. They wouldn't have been capable. So this is one of those things where, unfortunately, with journalism and with news, and I'm a comedian largely, right? They did the journalistic legwork there, is other people just want to take some credit as though they are somehow involved. They did not confirm anything. There were no other people, at least yesterday, maybe it's changed today, who had any sources that could have verified anything. This came 100% from the ground up, from everyone here, and I couldn't be prouder of them. And it's not just a scoop. It matters. The motive matters. The targeting matters. How are you going to best prevent incidents like these in the future if your prevention strategy, your new policies, like you see from the Nashville mayor, is based on a lie? Well, you think gun control is going to solve it? You think that the red flag laws that would never be applied to someone who identifies as transgender in the name of political correctness, you think that's going to solve it? No. We at least can start with a motive. We can start with a target. And as we included in the pages that we do have in the manifesto, very clear agenda. Have they spoken with everyone at the places this person visited? The gun range? That should be part of the investigation. To the best of our knowledge, they haven't been investigating anything. And that one representative over there in Nashville, I can't remember his name, Leatherford, said that none of this should have ever seen the light of day. Well, hold on a second. Were you running an investigation? Or did you already determine it shouldn't see the light of day? The same guy said, you know, releasing this for clicks, this shock jock, Stephen Crowder, he said, you know, this didn't provide anything that we didn't already know. And that very same press conference later on said that no one, meaning none of the family members, had seen the manifesto or had any knowledge of it.
That's right. That's all a big lie that they didn't want to know. And this is what's key. There's a quote right-winger, even some Antifa they claim is a right-winger. They instantly release it. You did a great job yesterday as I was watching, going through just how they manage information. This is just like the Hunter Biden laptop. And that's why when you guys said, hey, we think this is big and important, I said, this is going to be gigantic, because people really get this is how they're managing info. This is how they're deceiving. And the big lie that the biggest crime is white supremacism, when it's terrible when it happens, but it's incredibly rare.
Yeah, well, okay, let's do it. Let's do an exercise here really quickly. And this is why I say they absolutely don't want this manifesto out there. This is not a trick. Okay. White supremacy. I'm going to condemn it first, and then you go, okay? I think that white supremacists are morons. I think they're wrong. I share nothing in common with them. Okay, Alex, you go.
Absolutely. We have nothing to do with it. We love everybody. We're Christians.
There you go. Exactly. It is anti-Christian. It is antithetical to what I believe, and I also think that they are stupid. Now, leftists, condemn the idea of white privilege. Go. Condemn gender ideology. Go. Modern gender theory. Go back to Simone de Beauvoir, write John Money, those studies are
Judith Define Butler. What condemn a woman it. Is. Federal judges won't even do it.
Exactly. We can so easily condemn white supremacy, as small of a percentage of any terrorism that's committed, or as small of a percentage of the population that they may be. We can easily condemn it. We can mock them mercilessly. They can't do that as it relates to the motivation, the type of culture this person was steeped in, because they've created it. This is in every school curriculum across the country. Now, I'm not saying that every transgender individual is going to go and shoot up a school. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that this person did include this as a reason. You don't use the term white privilege and say, I'm going to kill crackers. This was someone who also believed in the classism that we've seen from the left, the idea of equity versus equality. This is a starting point. And you know what? A starting point is important if you're running an investigation. This matters, not just because it was withheld, but because it helps us chart our course in approaching what we do preventatively in the future. And it showcases that it's a lie, and we see this with big tech, right? Think about this for a second. YouTube and Google. So that's all of Alphabet. Boom. Removed. You're not allowed to share it through Google is throttling anything that's shared, actually just outright removing it.
And that's right. Real investigative journalism. It's being taken off Facebook. Yeah. It's being taken off Google. Some of the people tried
Reddit.
To claim it was false on Twitter.
Yeah, Reddit. It's been taken off everywhere except for Rumble and then Twitter. And I don't know if they still have their little notice underneath it. They didn't say it's Alex Jones, but then they said it might be sensitive material. But they've been pretty good, Twitter and X. So outside of there, I mean, that's what, 70-80% of the information pathways out there for something that, you know what you're not hearing? You're not hearing a single person out there refute its authenticity. No one is. So that's why it becomes, well, maybe you shouldn't have released this.
Well, let me ask this. When are we going to get the rest of it from what I was told or heard, obviously?
I don't know. We don't have all of it. We do not have all of it. And we were very clear. I hope that someone gets the rest of it. And hey, if the rest of it shows this person condemning liberals and it shows that they're a radical Christian fundamentalist white supremacist, then I hope that we get the truth and all this information.
But we know that's not there just from what we got. Well, what I've divined from this is that they want to force the city to release it all themselves. And they figure they would deny it was real. So I think that's what this was. Get them to come out, deny it's real. That's always the first tactic. They tried that. Why do you think the mayor had to say, okay, it is real?
Well, because I think it was just too clear at that point. I think that they probably had to go through their Rolodex going, okay, hold on a second. We know that this is real, right? They would have seen it, so they know it's real. And then they're thinking there's probably too much liability for
us to deny. That's kind of like when Georgia, there in Atlanta, published Trump's indictment before it was out and then said, no, it's not real. Later went, okay, it's real.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, it doesn't matter if it's true or not, right? If they say it's not real, they know that they will get a headline and then they can say, oh, actually, no, hold on a second. This was real. I mean, the New York Times reached out, right? They were trying to say that we were profiting, right? That's their mode of attack, profiting off of this manifesto and that it harms the victims because they have to relive it again, even though the footage of the shooting has been run ad nauseum on news. That's what they tried to claim. The New York Times reached out to me for a comment. I gave them one. They didn't include it. They ran the whole story. They asked for a comment. They were given one and they didn't include it. Think about that for a second. And you know this. This isn't new to you, but I think a lot of people may be shocked to understand that they will ask for comments. And if it's not the comment they want, they just won't include it. It won't even say that
That's
they reached
right.
out for comment and they wouldn't include it. So someone reading that article could think that there was no response. That's not true.
I know you got to go. I know you got to go. Stephen Crowder, this is only a 2-minute break. Do 5 more minutes with us. I know you got to go. But when we come back, I want you just to think about all the other angles of this, where this is going next, the investigative unit. I mean, you guys have been breaking some big stuff, not just this, every couple days now. So, man, you have really painted a target on your back starting to out Veritas. I know we're not in competition with the great James O'Keefe. So he's a wonderful person. But how do people – If they go to JonesCrowder.com, they see all the shows, my show. That's just the place to sign up. If InfoWars gets some of the credit, that's a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
JonesCrowder.com. We got 30 seconds to break.
Yep.
Tell people what they get when they join Mug Club.
Yeah, well, when they join Mug Club, they get your show on Friday, which is soon to obviously expand. They get Nick DiPaolo every day, Monday through Thursday. They get our show. They get twice the length of show. They get Brian Callen's show once a week, the Hodge Twins once a week, Mr. Guns and Gear. They get our Friday show, and it is what supports this investigative unit. Without Mug Club, there is no investigative unit. We do not have giant corporate donors, and we don't have a whole ton of sponsors either. So if people think that this is a value, the truth getting out there matters, there's one way to support us, and that's joining Mug Club.
That's right, with promo code Alex, and we get some support. It's a win-win. Go now to JonesCrowder.com. Sign up now. Take action. Please remember, we are listener-supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet, sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic, green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Your products have changed my life. Your Brain Force, all that makes me better. They make me more focused. They make me feel better. A lot of lingering effects from when I was getting sober have now relieved me. My girlfriend goes to the gym and goes hard. She's on the turmeric and the same stuff. These products will change your life. They fund one of the greatest things out there right now for us as free Americans. Please do these people a favor. Go to their store. Support them. Do what you need to do, because if we lose InfoWars, we lose a lot more than what people are willing to believe. If you want to really get in shape for this thing about to come, get the HGH and get that testosterone boost, man. Get in the gym, because I'm in the best shape of my life because of your product, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes. to not lose the greatest symbol against tyranny the world has ever seen, and that's our American flag. And with that, I appreciate Love InfoWars. I'll listen to you the day I die or you go off air, but I'm going to do my part to make sure you don't. Have a great day.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, it is the top story right now because it ties into all the censorship, the surveillance, the control, the election meddling, how they manipulate the information. This is huge. Steven Crowder, we got 5 minutes left. I appreciate your time. We were talking during the break, kind of repeat some of that. You were saying big law enforcement associations have already been complaining. They've backed what you guys have done. The mayor's trying to act like this is illegal, trying to scare people. What's the inside baseball on that?
Well, what they're doing, what the mayor is doing in this, I believe leather pouch, I can't remember his name. What they're doing is they're threatening the source. They're threatening the leak. They're threatening the truth teller. They are saying that that person committed a crime, which is not true. People need to know that there were other media outlets who sued wanting to get the manifesto. And the reason they were emboldened to do that is because I believe it's the National Association of Police, the National Police Members Association, said that the public has a right to know and demanded the release of the manifesto. Keep in mind, this would be in line with what they've done with Christchurch, what they did with, I believe it was Jacksonville, Buffalo. If they didn't outright release the manifesto, they quoted it all the time. So we are not the only ones who wanted this. There was someone who tried to do a hatchet job. I don't know if it was NBC or ABC or CBS. People can follow me on Twitter and see. And this local affiliate released a poll. Hey, do you think that this should have been released? And 87% of their own viewers said, yes, absolutely. So this is what they want to do. They want to make you, the 87%, feel as though you're in the 13%, and it's just not true. This is not something that we just did on a whim. It's something that everybody wanted. We had our suspicions, and now they seem to be confirmed. And by the way, this person obviously is deranged. Two things can be true. This person is mentally ill. This person is deranged, and it does seem like they were influenced by modern gender theory and progressivism. At the very least, it's a starting point. We had no starting point, and I think wherever you line up and whatever you think about this story, one thing, you know, it really is beyond any type of argument at this point. If we had not released what we released yesterday, no one would be having this conversation. No one would have ever seen anything as it relates to this manifesto. Now, maybe they'll be pressured and they'll release some more as they go forward. Great. Our job here is done. Maybe they won't. Well, then people will know if they're not being transparent. But if we did not get our hands on this and do our due diligence, no one would be talking about it at all.
Stephen, talk about some of the things the investigative unit has already broken that were huge. The illegal alien centers, just all, I mean, they are really kicking ass.
Yeah, they did. They went down to New York City, where they were, looking into the illegal alien centers. And of course, they have these programs where people are allowed to wear ankle bracelets, right, to be monitored. But if you look at the rules that apply to them, there's a curfew, which they're not following. You look at the National Guard there, or I don't know if it was a state, I don't know exactly who it was, but military members who were stopping the filming going on from these camps in New York. So they're hard at work with it. And there are some other leads right now that they are chasing down that I will say, well, the hair on the back of your neck would stand up. And we don't like to show our hand. You know, we don't brandish a gun. I'm using this figuratively. When we pull it out, we're already going to shoot you. We don't like doing the thing where we say, oh, we think we have this. If nothing else, I think that people are a little bit disheartened because of, remember, like the election issue, the crack and all that kind of stuff. We said, hey, we have these pages from the Nashville Transgender Manifesto. We are releasing it. And we did just that. Now, if people disagree with that, that's fine. That's their prerogative. I understand that people have differing points of view, but we did exactly what we said we were going to do. And you can quote me on this. We have far more in the hopper. That's going to be coming out over the course of the next year. And when we tell you we are going to do something, we are going to do it. We don't bluff.
I want to put on screen, we fight like hell in the information war peacefully. I want to put the Proton Mail address up for all the other whistleblowers out there. The place to go is your investigative team. Also, while you're at it, hit O'Keefe and the great work he's doing. We're all on the same team here, but we need support. Go to JonesCrowder.com, become a member, get a free month. There's a whole bunch of other deals going. Promo code Alex. Steven, you'll be back tomorrow at 9 a.m. How do people find your show and how do they spread the word?
Well, actually, tomorrow we're doing a live stream of the debate, so it's at night. So it usually is every day, you know, at 9 a.m. Central. They can go to, I mean, they can watch us on Rumble is the best place, so you get to watch the hour free show. Tomorrow, I believe it's about 3 hours free as we cover the debates live. It's me and Nick DiPaolo. You can sometimes watch on YouTube, and the best place to support it where you get everything is louderwithcrowder.com/mugclub. And I know that people, obviously, there's this tip fatigue out there right now. So, hey, don't join today. Just watch the free content.
Well, let me say this. Let me crash the event.
There is no content at all.
I couldn't make it up there a few weeks ago to be with you guys, but I'd love to be on tomorrow night. Love you, Stephen Crowder. You're awesome. Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
The globalist's worst nightmare and the patriot's best friend, Alex Jones.
In the next 2 hours, Mike Adams is with us. He's got Jeffrey Prather, Mean America's intelligence officer, retired special operations soldier, former DIA intelligence collector, and DEA special agent targeting the deep state, turned whistleblower, now your intelligence officer exposing fake news. He's the first guest and the former head UN weapons inspector, Scott Ritter. You do not want to miss this information. That's why I'm handing the baton to Mike Adams. I'll be here at the office working. And I may even pop in with Salente in the fourth hour. But okay, so it's Maria Z today. So what I was going to throw out there is just the big 35,000-foot view here. And that is that the globalists have said in their own words, we're going to flood the borders, cut off the energy, cut off the food supply, launch wars as the cover for the new global currency coming in. So this is not a drill. This is not their previous probes. This is the big one. This is the New World Order launching its operations. And most people are either taking a side. They're either for Israel or they're for the Muslims. Israel's not perfect. It's got its problems. All these major governments are corrupt. It was obviously a standout in Israel. I don't like them leveling Gaza. That said, we can't take these, quote, refugees. Israel won't take them. They're so safe, they should take them. And the left in Harvard and the media is allied with the Islamicists. And I've got videos that I guess I'll have to air tomorrow when I'm hosting the full show, but leftists literally praising Islamic Jihad, calling for violence in America, saying that they are going to go after the Christians. Look at this. White House entrance still smeared with blood, red paint 2 days after Hamas riot, climbing over the fences, attacking the police. And then this will be called the greatest insurrection in history compared to January 6th, walking between the velvet ropes. Don Jr. shares viral video from Germany. If necessary, we must use violence. Institute Islamic State once Muslims are a majority. I have the religious head of Hamas saying, we're going to attack America next. I have them saying, we're going to kick the Christians out of Spain. Border video, exclusive. Muslims pray at the border after crossing into the U.S. through Joe Biden's open border. This is going on. Tens of millions pouring across. This country is in total and complete crisis. Meanwhile, we have Joe Biden's regime deploys over 17,200 military personnel in the Middle East amid rising tensions. This is how they're planning to cancel the elections with race war, Islamic attacks, dollar collapse. They're really going to try it the next 12 months. Meanwhile, insurance industry execs in mainstream news alarmed by surge in deaths among young people, but stop short of blaming the COVID shots. And it goes on and on. Then there's total panic from the Democrats. Former Obama henchman David Axelrod sends message strongly suggesting Joe Biden drop out after recent polls bring devastating news to Democrats of Trump massively ahead in key swing states of Biden. And then I have another Ted Cruz clip where the new judge they're trying to get approved is an admitted communist who believes in banning private property. This is such an incredible time to be alive. I'm going to hand the baton here in a moment. We're going to skip a couple of the breaks so they'll get their time back and more for Jeffrey Prather and Scott Ritter, huge guest with the great Mike Adams of naturalnews.com. Please remember, I cannot run this operation without your support. We have this great product, the highest quality vitamin B12. This is an open bottle. I've been using it. Take it under your tongue for better absorption, for energy, clarity, focus, immune system, everything. Ultra 12, back in stock, sold out for 7-8 months. It's 40% off. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. Then there's my book, The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. You just heard Elon Musk last week say the Great Awakening's here. This is the book, twice as long as The Great Reset and The War for the World. Get a signed copy as a fundraiser to keep us on air, or an unsigned copy at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It takes money to fight these wars, and it takes word of mouth. You can see that our guests and our crew, what we do, are always at the tip of the spear. Who do I have on? The whistleblowers, the people of courage, the people that have the track record of telling the truth. And nobody out there has a track record of being deadly on decades ahead like the great Mike Adams. Mike Adams, we're going to skip this break. Mike Adams takes over right now. Mike Adams.
All right. Thank you, Alex. And today, of course, we're going to be joined shortly by Major Jeffrey Prather, former Defense Intelligence Agency analyst turned whistleblower. He'll be joining us in just a second. I do want to mention up front, kind of segueing from what Alex just said, a lot of people are picking a side. You know, they're picking the Israeli side or the Palestinian side or maybe even Hamas. And I want to say, and I think I speak for most of us info warriors, is that we need to be on the side of humanity. We are on Team Humanity. And what that means is we need to recognize how the world is being maneuvered into a situation where the globalists hope that Islamists destroy Zionists and vice versa. They want Islam and Zionism to annihilate each other, and they also want to destroy faith among Christians because they want to see Israel attacked, Jerusalem even destroyed as part of the globalist plan. I believe that's part of their plan, and they want to see Christians and Jews disillusioned and turning away from faith. And also, by the way, Islam. They want to see Islam turning away from their faith as well. This is a Luciferian plan to break humanity's faith and get more people signed up to worship Lucifer. And that's why you're seeing these accelerations taking place, such extreme bombings of even hospitals and universities and so on. It's designed to provoke outrage as an accelerant. And then that outrage is designed to provoke the other side to be more aggressive until this whole thing escalates. So that's the big context of what we're looking at right here, folks. Understand, humanity is under attack. And if you're going to pick a team, if you're going to pick a side, pick the side of the human race, because the globalists are trying to destroy humanity. Now, with that said, I want to welcome my first guest today, and understand, too, in the third hour of the show, we're going to have Scott Ritter, former UN weapons inspector, but joining me right now is Major Jeffrey Prather. Welcome, Major Prather, to the show today. It's an honor to have you on, sir.
Thanks, Mike. Good to be with you. And I totally agree with your opening there. That makes total sense. And I'm so glad that you're putting that out and saying that.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that. I know you and I see this very much the same way, because it's a big picture perspective. But I'd like to ask you, actually, for your perspective on where we are right now. You know, we've seen the IDF cutting off the northern half of Gaza, doing a bomb and then bulldoze operation to flatten certain areas. We have Palestinian casualties, at least according to Gazan Health Ministry figures, of well over 10,000 dead Palestinians at this point, including about 4,000 plus children. This whole thing is escalating rapidly. What do you see as the most important points here in terms of where this is going and the fact that there seems to be no support from the U.S. to support or to push Israel into a ceasefire or diplomatic negotiations? What are your big points on this right now, Mr. Prather?
Well, the first point is to go back to, and you were very gracious to have me on right after I exposed the fact that Israel's intelligence failure was intentional, and then General Flynn confirmed that as well. He's walked the border. I've worked borders. And so this is their 9/11, but it was set up like ours was to do exactly what you have said. And that's the first point that is not being made clear, and it's certainly being covered up by the fake news media that wants to instigate both sides. And I totally agree with what you're saying is they want Jews and Muslims to fight each other, and after they destroy each other, then they are coming for Christians as well. And I totally agree with that point of view. But that's the first most important point, is this was allowed to happen by the same bad actors, which is Shin Bet, Mossad, FBI, CIA, Saudis, that did our 9/11, did their 9/11, and this was instigated purposefully first. That's the first point, and people have not really realized that. The second is to destroy America's remaining warrior force, and that is another election, because this is all being ginned up right at the time that when the Trump ridiculous trials are coming out, and that's it's not that they're going to convict him. It's that you're just going to tie him up in court. But they don't want anybody to pay attention to that because they want everybody to pay attention to the Middle East. And our troops are under attack at the same time. We're sending carrier groups over there. And, of course, Blinken just went to Turkey. That didn't go well. And a lot of people don't know that Turkey is a NATO member. And now yes. Blinken's going on to Japan, where he has also met with opposition. So NATO is falling apart. Germany is having to side with Russia for fuel resources. So the entire defense structure of NATO in the United States, built after World War II, because Germany and Japan became our allies after World War II, is being systematically destroyed. Just like America, social institutions, political institutions, religious institutions are being systematically dismantled. That's what's going on purpose.
Jeffrey, I'm sorry to interrupt. I completely agree with your analysis, but you mentioned something that I've got to ask. What is the level of domestic pressure in Turkey, for example, against Erdogan by his own people? Remember, Turkey is like 96% Muslim and, you know, huge protests there. What kind of pressure is Erdogan facing to engage in kinetic warfare against Israel? And then in a minute, we can talk about Turkey's extremely advanced military equipment, including its drone production industry. It's the largest exporter of military drones in the world right now, by the way. But also, not just Turkey, but let's talk about Iran. Let's talk about even Jordan and Syria and Yemen. You know, what kind, or even Egypt, what kind of pressures are these leaders facing from their own largely Muslim or Persian populations in Iran to do something direct at Israel? And can these leaders resist that call? Should they resist that call and just stand by? You know, what do you see happening here? What's the dynamic?
Well, I think that Erdogan has got tremendous pressure, not only from his Muslim population, but from his intelligence community. Their military and their intelligence capabilities are considerable. And this goes back a long time, way back before my days in Special Forces, where Special Forces was involved in all of this as well, tying back into an assassination of an Italian premier. And this went back to Turkey. And this is because they can do this stuff overseas. The intelligence community, which I call the deep state or the double government, can do this stuff overseas. People don't understand it, don't pay attention to it. So it's, in my estimation, and I think Colonel McGregor agrees with me on this, Iran is less worrisome than Turkey. Turkey is much more likely to do something like this because Turkey is part of NATO, and that is fracturing that relationship as well. Yemen and other proxy countries for terrorism, just like Iran, are something to be concerned about. But those attacks have been going on for a long time. This is about destabilizing the West completely. And that's exactly what's happening by doing this, because I think there was a failed race war in America. I think they were trying to emulate mimic the South African race war, where blacks are going after white farmers. I think that failed in America. So they are now tying the race war into a religious war. And that's why you'll see Black Lives Matter siding with the PLO in America. And now you see Mar-a-Lago and the White House both being tagged, and that is the destruction and deterioration of the American system.
Yeah, I want to ask you about the domestic implications of all of this, but let me plug your website just for people who want to follow you. It's jeffreyprather.com, and that's J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, Prather, P-R-A-T-H-E-R.com. People can find you there. And other platforms I'll give you a chance to mention at the end of the show here. But domestically, we have, of course, many people of Palestinian ethnicity in the United States, many on student visas, many who have immigrated and are American Palestinians, you know, a huge number, and not just Palestinians, but people from many other countries, you know, people who are from Lebanon, for example, people who are from Turkey. In America, and for the most part, you know, these immigrants most people all over the world just want to be left alone. You know, they want to have peace for the most part, I would say. But these events in the Middle East can make it easier for extremist leaders domestically in the United States to recruit susceptible people who are driven by rage, for example, against Israel's bombing, which, let's face it, is pretty darn outrageous when you're bombing hospitals and ambulances and you have 90-plus Israeli rabbi doctors calling for more bombing of hospitals. I mean, I've never heard of doctors calling for bombing hospitals. So you're going to get a lot of outrage domestically in the United States, in Canada, even in Australia and across Western Europe. What do you think is the real risk of domestic extremism, i.e. actual terrorism, you know, suicide vests, bombings, of government buildings or, arson attacks? Do you think it's going to go there domestically?
Well, I think it's being designed to go there. I sent a graphic of a law enforcement alert about PLO Hamas extremists coming in. And this is now the MO of the FBI. And I graduated from the FBI Academy in 1990. Most of the FBI's cases, of the 20, 25 FBI terrorist cases, 18 to 19 of them are what I would call entrapment cases, where they find some hapless Muslim kid. He's disenchanted. They say, hey, do you want to strike at the United States, at the Great Satan, which is Wahhabism, by the way, out of Saudi Arabia, by the way, our so-called allies. Because, yeah, well, you got a target? No. Well, here's a target. You got an explosives. And then they run through the whole case. And then they arrest him, and then they call that a great setup. And I think that's what's happening now, and this is gearing up to the elections for more continued DOJ-FBI election interference, and it's being very systematically manufactured and brought along. And, of course, we now see Border Patrol lifting up the razor wire at the border with the Border Patrol cars right there bringing in illegals. To make all of this happen so that there is chaos by next year. This is all calculated chaos. This is not crazy. This is manufactured malice. This is engineered evil. And it's being done very, very systematically, which is why we shouldn't. And you're right. And also the Gaza University that they just bombed, and they said, oh, well, there were explosives there. There were secondary explosions. And all the experts say that's not the case. And I've put up a lot of stuff on a lot of IDF QR. So Israeli Defense Force, Quick Reaction Force, folks who have agreed with me and General Flynn that this was a setup and we should not be doing this the way it is being done. And it is simply to instigate and put blood in everyone's eyes.
Yeah, it seems very clear to me that Israel is engaging in actions that are designed to provoke the most outrage, the most reactions from, you know, the Arab world, and also potentially to try to provoke Iran. And we know that Senator No Limit Lindsey Graham, as I call him now, because he says there's no limit to how many Palestinian civilians can be killed, and it's all okay with him. But No Limit Lindsey Graham wants to bomb Iran no matter what. They want a reason for it, right? They want Iran to react so that they can say, see, you know, Iran punched back. Now we have to launch everything at Iran. But something that you just said there was really critical. You said that you believe that domestic terrorism is being or will be manufactured. Now, are you saying, sir, that you believe that the FBI in particular will now go around and attempt to recruit, as you call them, disillusioned young male Muslims in America who can be signed up to participate in acts of terrorism that are actually architected by the FBI? Because the FBI is quite famous for doing that. You know, that's what they're known for now. They create a plan and then they just go recruit somebody and say, here, drive the van, you know, plant this backpack next to the bridge, you know, fly this drone over the White House, those kinds of things. Do you think that that's actually happening now or will happen?
I think it has happened. It is happening and it will happen. And I think that's what they're building to here. Remember the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, the FBI drone overhead came out. It turns out there's an FBI agent running behind the child molester and the wife beater trying to kill Kyle. And they had an FBI drone overhead. Remember the Garland, Texas Draw Mohammed event where an FBI agent brought two ISIS terrorists to the event. They followed him in his car. A sharp Garland cop dropped both of them. He tried to flee, and he was only allowed to flee when he showed them their credentials. And, of course, we've got the January 6th evidence. We've got the Wolverines, where the Michigan militia watches Red Dawn too many times. And so this is a clear modus operandi of what I call, in my day, this was called entrapment. If I was doing a drug reverse as a DEA agent, I had to sell real cocaine or something. Then I had to take it off. That somehow through court corruption, they don't have to do that. There's not real explosives. There's not real plots. We saw this in the Wolverine plot, where it's a 1-to-1 ratio through the FBI. And then that special agent was brought in to do the January 6th thing. We saw this with the Las Vegas shooting, where that was a Saudi royal family inter-rivalry assassination attempt. And so it's pretty clear to me that this is being built to this. And it's being built because...
I apologize for the interruption, but in addition, you said, you know, the FBI does recruit people to drive a van that's full of fake explosives, right? We've seen that. But in this case, we also know, and I know you're aware of this, there are real explosive vests that have been smuggled across the southern border, right? There is weapons trafficking. And I've been told from other sources that there are not only RPGs and not only, you know, portable mortars, that mortar teams could operate, but that the State Department even panicked over the loss of some surface to air missiles that they couldn't figure out where they went, somewhere in the United States, that could obviously be used to bring down a commercial airliner pretty easily by some sufficiently motivated terror group. So I guess my follow up question to you is, are we going to see also real suicide bombers blowing up Americans in grocery stores or malls or stadiums or wherever? Is that a real risk now?
I think that the FBI will manage this because they want to control it and they want to then wrap it up. And so there may be some bombings like that happening. But Fast and Furious, the last time I was on Fox News on Laura Ingraham, was when the DOJ excluded the two AK-47s that murdered Brian Terry, the BORTAC agent. And I used to work with BORTAC and deploy with BORTAC, and they excluded them from the case. And I said, why would you exclude the murder weapons from a murder trial unless you're trying to cover up? I think all that will continue to happen, but they will manage that because they don't want it to get out of control. When they start to do that here domestically...
Jeffrey, sorry to interrupt. We're going to go to break here, but stay with us, folks. We have Major Jeffrey Prather here. I apologize for interrupting. We'll be right back after this break here on Infowars.com. I'm Mike Adams with Major Jeffrey Prather. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us
with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller, finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well. Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of The Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now. A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality to lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect, and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula, and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Mike Adams.
All right, Mike Adams hosting this hour from the Brighteon Studios. Welcome back. And we have our guest, Major Jeffrey Prather, with us for the remainder of this hour. And the next hour, we're joined by former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter. We're going to continue here, Jeffrey. Just one comment. As far as the Ultra 12 product that's available now at InfoWarsStore.com, I can confirm that the formulation of that, the methylcobalamin, is absolutely the most ideal, most biologically available form of B12.
And I've said for years that you should avoid the cheap forms, which are cyanocobalamin, and that you should get methylcobalamin, and that's exactly what this is. And a lot of people don't know that the price difference in terms of the raw materials between methylcobalamin versus cyanocobalamin is, I'm just guessing, at least 100 to 1. So this is a, you know, 100 times more high-end premium formulation, but it doesn't cost 100 times more than a cheap formulation. It's 40% off right now. Take advantage of that at InfoWarsStore.com. And know that this is the form of B12 that I take, that molecule, methylcobalamin. It's again, bioavailable. So we continue now with Major Jeffrey Prather. Now, sir, I'm so impressed with your experience and your analysis. And you are also, you've been a firearms instructor for many years. And, you know, you're very, very proficient in, you know, multiple weapon systems. You know, I've been trained over many years, not to the extent that you have. And, you know, I've never served in our armed forces or anything, but you and I both, even though we're proficient in weapons, we are both calling for peace. And let me set this up and get your reaction to this. I believe that more war and more bombs and more conflict feeds into the control systems of the globalists. I believe that peace actually disarms the globalists and takes away power from them and brings us back to we the people, where we're not living under these emergency powers and another crisis that's been formulated by the globalists with, you know, over exciting and radicalizing Islam against Christians and against, in many cases, Jews across America and so on. Do you agree or disagree with that assessment? And if you agree, how should we call for peace? How should we accomplish that?
Well, I totally agree with it. And I think World War One Marine Corps General Smedley Butler, who was awarded actually or received 2 Medal of Honors back in the day, you can only get 1 now, said war is a racket, wrote about that, the military industrial machine. We haven't been allowed to win a war since World War Two, and they are all endless wars now. And that's so that everybody is distracted. But the real war is being waged against us by the globalists. It's the resistance versus the reset, or the way I like to say it is, it's parents versus pedos. And in all of these wars, you see a lot of dark economy of drugs, weapons, and people, and now in particular, children. But no, I agree totally with that statement. And again, the religious war, most people don't change their religion. And race war was not really activated well in the United States. They tried to do that. It didn't work real well. The Ukraine war is fading. That was totally a CIA setup. Victoria Nuland through the Maidan Color Revolution, all of that. So now they're going to activate a religious war. And because there's a lot of what I unfortunately call, and I'm a Christian chaplain, Christian Zionism, that the state of Israel is somehow holy, as opposed to the people of God, the Israelites, which is not the same thing at all. And a lot of people, like the new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, are just buying right into that. And we should not be doing that, because, of course, that is not following Yeshua, Jesus, at all. It's just kill them all. And that's what basically Israel and the United States policy is advocating. But that puts them at odds with Japan, with Turkey, even Germany, who has to now go to Russia for fuels. And so this just deteriorates all. I see all of our hard-won allies fading away from us, and I see it being done very purposefully. And, of course, our military at this point is already wrecked.
Well, this brings up a critical question. Is Israel, even as they are succeeding in bombing many residential buildings and universities and hospitals into rubble, in especially northern Gaza, is Israel actually destroying itself in terms of its international reputation? Will Israel be able to survive this intact? In fact, Colonel Douglas McGregor says that Americans must save Israel from itself, insinuating that Israel is acting irrationally in a way that contradicts its own long-term self-interest. Do you agree with that assessment, Jeffrey, that Israel is doing tremendous damage to its own reputation and its own long-term viability? And is Netanyahu going to wind up maybe indicted by the International Criminal Court over this?
No, I disagree that America needs to save Israel by any means. And that's kind of the the American Zionists from the Schofield Bible point of view, and that comes after the Civil War. But Netanyahu is playing to the far religious right. Most Israelis are secular. It is the highest level of homosexuality. You've all know Harar is there. It's the highest of killing babies, the unborn babies. None of that applies. And so we don't need to save Israel. Israel is destroying its own reputation. It has had a fabulous reputation for the military, for special operations. We all study Radon and Tebbe. Israel is clearly, in my opinion, the best intelligence service in the world. And so, again, that goes back to the intentional failure on October 7th. And so, yeah, they are destroying their credibility, and everybody is going to take a side, which we should not do, as you opened the show saying we should be on humanity's side, not choosing a side, because they are traditionally very emphatically trying to divide us over this issue. And they don't even clearly understand the issue here.
I'm glad you brought that up, because also it's true that Netanyahu is very unpopular among Israelis. In fact, I would say the majority of Israel wants him to be removed from power, and it seems very unlikely to me that he will survive this power. But we also have many Jews across America, especially younger Jews in universities, who are actively protesting against the Zionism policies that appear as ethnic cleansing in Gaza. And so we have Jews for Peace, or, you know, Jewish Voices for Peace, which tend to be more leftist groups, but there are also conservative Jews that are completely opposed to what Israel is doing. And how do we understand these distinctions between Judaism versus Zionism, Christian Zionism versus American Jews that oppose what's happening there? How do we sort all this out?
That is so good that you said that. And there are Hasidic Orthodox Jews in Israel supporting the PLO against the Israeli state, which is not the holy nation of Israel, even there. And I just showed on my show last week a Israeli policeman knocking down a Hasidic Jew. And I showed other clips where they were actually holding up PLO flags. Genetically, they're the same people, and there is no genetic race of Jews. By the way, my wife was raised Jewish. She's Christian now, but all the women of valor were imports anyway. So that's a total myth as well. But the way to sort this out is, again, Torah or Old Testament is good, and Yeshua, Jesus, comes to fulfill Torah, and I believe that. But Talmud, rabbinic commentary on Torah, is terrible. It's got 18 genders, and you can marry a child or whatever. And Zionism is not Judaism. They are separate, and people don't really understand those distinctions. And that's very important to understand. And if people focused on their faith, these would go away, but they're blurring their faith along political lines, which it was never supposed to be that.
Very easy for people to be blurred in their faith or in their rationality when it comes to atrocities, the images of dead babies being retrieved out of rubble and sometimes with not all their limbs intact, and these kinds of scenes are designed to bypass rationality and get people enraged. Jeffrey, we're going to go to a break, one more break. Stay with us. We'll be right back, folks, with Jeffrey Prather here on Infowars.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlavly. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brainforce every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brainforce. I'll take Brainforce in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brainforce is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brainforce Plus, Brainforce Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 2.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your products have changed my life. Your Brain Force, all that makes me better. They make me more focused. They make me feel better. A lot of lingering effects from when I was getting sober have now relieved me. My girlfriend goes to the gym and goes hard. She's on the turmeric and the same stuff. These products will change your life. They fund one of the greatest things out there right now for us as free Americans. Please do these people a favor. Go to their store. Support them. Do what you need to do, because if we lose InfoWars, we lose a lot more than what people are willing to believe. If you want to really get in shape for this thing about to come, get the HGH and get that testosterone boost, man. Get in the gym, because I'm in the best shape of my life because of your product, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to not lose the greatest symbol against tyranny the world has ever seen, and that's our American flag. And with that, I appreciate love InfoWars. I'll listen to you the day I die or you go off air, but I'm going to do my part to make sure you don't. Have a great day.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams here joining you from the Brighton Studios in Central Texas. And we continue this hour with Major Jeffrey Prather, and we'll be joined next hour by former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter. Now, Mr. Prather, you have formerly, you know, DIA, you've been with DEA, you've done Special Forces, I believe B-Team operations before, and I want your assessment right now of what Israel is looking at in terms of urban warfare using 300,000 reservists who I would characterize as, you know, minimally trained compared to an active duty soldier, obviously. I'm not disparaging their character. I'm just saying, you know, they're reservists. They don't have the same kind of, you know, trigger time, right? And I've seen a lot of videos of the Hamas fighters with RPGs just walking right up to Israeli armor, almost point blank range, which tells me that the Israelis, the IDF, I mean, they don't know how to use their armor. I mean, God forbid I comment on their military, but you're not just supposed to run around in tanks and have all your troops inside the infantry fighting vehicles all day. You got to have eyes on the ground. But I want your assessment of what the IDF is doing on the ground there. What are their risks, and also what are their achievements in terms of turning Gaza into rubble?
Well, none of that makes sense at all. And the IDF in the past has been extremely effective, and some of their operations are classically textbook studied. But the 7-day war. the raid on Entebbe. They've done some great stuff, as they've done some fabulous intelligence operations. But now it looks like they're just throwing troops into a grinder. Very similarly to what's happening in Ukraine, which is also called at times the new Israel as well. And this is, I think, to instigate even more war. So there is a part of the Israeli religious community that has a messiah on the ground that they think will become the one world leader. That fits into the global cabal's plans. By bringing illegals in that are Muslim through our borders, that fits into the Muslim jihad plans. Both Israeli NPL leaders are supported by the World Economic Forum as well. So that fits everybody's plans. But the tactical strategy of Israel makes no sense, because initially they said, well, we're going to do a big hostage rescue. Well, I have some experience. I've gotten to go to some special schools for hostage rescue. Those are scalpels. What they're doing is a hammer and bringing in tanks. You've got to support armor with infantry. Otherwise, exactly what is happening is happening. So this looks to deplete forces so that everybody is weakened, so that there's more continual war, so that everything is in crisis, because the World Economic Forum, global cabal, the deep state, double governments, all want all of that in crisis as things come to a head, especially with the elections approaching, so that there is another legitimate crisis. The last one was the PSYOP with the bioweapons. This one is going to be, it looks like, worldwide religious war happening. But what Israel is doing makes no sense at all. And they're just feeding into they've destroyed the terrain. They talked about this, that they were going to do hostage rescues. Well, when you bomb and shell, you've changed the terrain. Typically, when you're going to do a hostage rescue, you want to know what the buildings are. You have the blueprints, so you can figure out how it goes. So none of that seems to be happening. It's just more endless war, more chaos, so that then the global cabal and the deep states can continue to wage war on us.
Yeah, it seems like there will be no hostages left alive by the time they find them. You know, I mean, with these bunker buster bombs and, you know, bombing bakeries where people are standing in line outside, you know, waiting for bread, and bombing refugee camps and so on. But I think this is all designed to elicit a response. So let's talk about that. What Israel has done to Gaza, which has been a siege for many years, but more recently a total siege, cutting off, you know, electricity, food, fuel, and water, and also internet connectivity intermittently. That siege warfare that Israel is waging on Gaza could also be waged against Israel by the Arab nations. So, for example, much of the fuel and energy that comes to Israel comes through Turkey, for example. And also we're hearing calls from Yemen to cut off all oil exports from Middle Eastern nations to Israel. And it really wouldn't take much for Israel to be cut off both land and sea routes, where Israel could find itself in a Gaza-like siege situation. And more calls from Arab nations are leading to that point. Do you think that Turkey in particular is actually going to start getting to a point where they either attack, or we could also talk about Hezbollah in Lebanon, but will there be attacks on Israel? And, or will there be siege warfare, or let's say commodity embargoes against Israel, in your opinion?
Oh, I think you've elaborated siege warfare excellently, and I think there will be both. And I think this, again, is to build towards, I call it World War IV, but a lot of people call it World War III. But again, it is building that scenario so that malactors in the global cabal can move forward, because they're being exposed. They're being exposed by Brighton. They're being exposed by InfoWars on the Prather Point as well. People are becoming aware of that. They've turned the portable media around on them, turned the Claymore around. So they've got to distract and dangle. The intelligence term is dangle. And so that's what I think is happening. So both, I think, are going to happen to make things worse. But it's a very fragile relationship, because if they collapse it too much, then they lose control. And that's why I think there'll be some attacks in the United States, but not a lot of attacks, because they want to bring in more FBI, more DHS, especially towards election years, but they don't want to lose control too much. But they are playing a very dangerous game because they can lose control of this everywhere. And Israel could lose control of this everywhere as well.
Very important point. Israel could lose control. And Turkey in particular, you know, Turkey has vast military might, vastly outsizing Israel, just Turkey alone, not to mention Syrian forces or Iranian forces and so on. But, you know, Turkey is a very advanced nation, advanced manufacturing. I mentioned drones earlier. Turkey is the largest manufacturer and exporter of drones. They also have fifth generation fighter aircraft in the pilot stage, by the way. And they also have, I don't know how many thousands of tanks, and they can raise over a million soldiers relatively quickly. I mean, I think it's the second largest standing military in all of NATO other than the United States of America itself. So if Turkey decides to move on Israel, how can Israel, frankly, even survive that, not to mention the other countries?
Well, I don't think, I think they'll survive. I think there's endless war. So World War II, we see a conclusion of it. Japan and Germany surrender, and then that war ends. Fifth generation war, or gray war, or quiet wars just continues to go on. So I don't think Israel will completely destroy PLO. I don't think the PLO will completely destroy Israel. I think they want endless conflict. But I do agree with you that Turkey is more dangerous than Iran, because while the Iran theocracy wants a lot of war, I don't think the Iranian people, the Persians, are really interested in that. And they're usually at odds religiously and socially with the rest of the Arab world. So I don't think they would engage. They could lose control as well. That's why under the Obama administration, the only Muslim regime that was not allowed to participate in the so-called Arab Spring was Iran, because a real revolution in Iran would overthrow the theocracy that the Iranian people don't want. And they are very averse to the rest of the Arab world. They are Persians, not Arabs.
You have outstanding analysis. You have a lot of experience and knowledge of world events and what's going on inside the intelligence community as well. Give us where people can find you and how they can follow your work.
Well, my show is The Prather Point at jeffreyprather.com, on Rumble on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and I'm on Brighton TV, The Prather Point, 10 a.m. on Friday mornings as well.
Okay, and then jeffreyprather.com. Aren't you on another site, another platform where people can do a little monthly subscription or something?
Yeah, I'm on patreon.com/jeffreyprather. Okay. So I say a lot of outrageous things, and if you want to follow what I'm saying, see the intelligence and the evidence of it, it's on my Patreon at the $5, $15, okay, to $25 level. I list all that stuff out so you can see what I'm saying.
All right, got it. And the reason I invited you on, Jeffrey, you know, I really honor your work and the fact that you do stand for peace. You understand violence. You understand how violence has to be used sometimes in self-defense in order to stop other forms of violence. So you're not naive to this, but you call for peace, and you're also a man of God as well. So thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me so much.
It's been an honor to have you on. Take care. Jeffrey Prather, everybody. And we'll be back in the next hour with former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter. So stay with us right here on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams. We'll be right back after the top of the hour break. Again, Scott Ritter coming right up.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well. We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years.
because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back to hour number three of the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams here joining you from the Brighteon Studios in Central Texas. And we're going to have UN Weapons Inspector, former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter joining us here in just about 5 minutes. In the meantime, I want to show you something that not a lot of people are aware of, but there has been a proposed canal called the Ben-Gurion Canal that would give Israel a waterway connecting the Mediterranean Sea to the Red Sea. And if our producers could show that photo, I want to show you where this is planned for the construction. It turns out that the pathway of this canal, which would be about 200 kilometers long, which competes with the Suez Canal, that it terminates near the Mediterranean Sea right at the northern tip of what is currently the Gaza Strip. And that's the part that is currently being bombed and bulldozed and leveled by Israel. And many analysts believe that this is to make way for the construction of this canal. It's at least one factor that we should consider. I'm not saying it's the only explanation of what's happening. There are obviously many complex factors involved here. But this canal, should it be constructed, would result in at least $10 billion a year in revenue for Israel. But most importantly, this canal would put Israel and therefore the United States in a position of controlling a key waterway choke point. Yeah, look at that image right there, satellite image. If you look at the water in the bottom of your frame there, that's the Red Sea. And if you look at the two rabbit ears of waterways, the one on the left goes up to the Suez Canal controlled by Egypt. The one on the right, that terminates at the very tip of Israel, and that's where this new proposed canal would begin, and then it would cross Israel, and it would terminate at the Mediterranean Sea. Importantly, this new proposed canal, which has been written about for many years, by the way, and it would reportedly cost anywhere between $16 and $55 billion to construct, but it would earn about $10 billion a year, so it would pay for itself in roughly 5 years or less. This new canal would allow two ships to pass each other in opposite directions, which means that ships would no longer have to wait on either side in order to traverse the canal, as they do with the Suez Canal. So the Suez Canal is not that deep, and it's not very wide. But the proposed canal, the Ben-Gurion Canal, would be 110 meters wide and an extra 10 meters deeper than the Suez Canal, which means that military craft could traverse it quite easily, as well as larger cargo ships. And most importantly, it would allow the United States and Israel to deny access to that canal to any of its political enemies or competitors. And it could threaten or weaponize access to that canal. It could threaten that against Middle Eastern nations to say, hey, if you want to export grain, or if you want to export, you know, barrels of oil or whatever, then you need to go along with our policies. Otherwise, you will be denied access to that canal. So, again, this is something that needs to be considered. There may be a follow-the-money factor here. Yeah, there's a good map. And you see Gaza is right at the sort of southwestern portion there of Israel. It's right on the edge of the Mediterranean Sea, the southeastern portion of the Mediterranean Sea. And that dark blue line, for those of you watching, the dark blue line shows the proposed path of the canal.
Now, one more thing you need to know is that the proposed construction of this canal would have to involve, or at least this was one of the proposals, it would involve over 500 nuclear detonations in Israel in order to excavate the mountains and the ground. 500 nuclear detonations, which seemingly would provide some, you know, some nuclear fallout that might not make people happy, oh, I don't know, in Jordan, in Syria, in Lebanon, in Egypt, in Turkey, the entire area. I mean, who wants 500 nuclear bombs going off just because these people want to build a canal? So obviously that would be very controversial, but if that canal is the plan, they've got to get Gazans out of the way. And that may be one of the reasons why they're bombing and bulldozing Gaza right now. That's up for you to decide. I just want you to consider this factor. This is a complex situation, but there are many factors. Now stay with us. We'll be right back after 1 minute with Scott Ritter, straight ahead right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
All right, welcome back. Mike Adams here, joining you from the Brighton Studios in Central Texas. And this is the Alex Jones Show, third hour today. And we're joined by former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter, who has done an enormous quantity of interviews analyzing the current situation. And I've probably listened to most of them, frankly. And Scott Ritter, he definitely ruffles some feathers, but it's refreshing to hear somebody who isn't self-censoring about his views and analysis, and his history makes him extremely well-qualified to comment on this situation. I mean, extremely qualified. So welcome to the show, Mr. Ritter. It's an honor to have you on today.
Well, thank you very much for having me on.
Well, thank you for joining us. And how many interviews do you do each day? I'm just curious because it seems like a lot.
I've actually been trying to cut back because I earn my living from writing. And when I'm doing interviews, I'm not writing. But today, I think you are the fourth interview today, and I have two more after this. So I'm not getting much writing done today.
No, apparently not. But you are getting some feather ruffling done for sure with some of your analysis. But let's start with that. I heard you say yesterday, I believe with Redacted, that the show on YouTube with Clayton, I think I heard you say that Israel is carrying out the largest scale wholesale slaughter of civilians in our modern times, or at least that's a close paraphrase of what you said. Can we start there and your observations of what Israel is actually literally doing right now in Gaza?
Well, first of all, we need to understand that Gaza is a, you know, some people have likened it to a prison, but the problem with that analogy is that prisoners have committed a crime. The only crime that the Palestinians of Gaza have committed is apparently being born in Gaza. It's the more accurate term would be concentration camp, and it's been an open air concentration camp run by Israel on behalf of Israel since 1948. The current campaign that's being run by Israel has three aspects to it. The first aspect is the forcible relocation of over a million Palestinians from northern Gaza, the northern Gaza Strip, to the southern Gaza Strip. This is a war crime, first of all. Israel has no authority to do this. Let's just preface this entire conversation by noting that under international law, Israel is an occupier. The Palestinians are occupied, and the occupier has no inherent right of self-defense against anything the occupied do in opposition to the occupier. So everything Israel is doing is a war crime, just by definition, given their stance. Even if you don't buy into that, the forcible relocation of a million people under the threat of death, because that's what the Israelis have said. If you remain here, you will die. You will be treated as the enemy. This is collective punishment. This is indiscriminate targeting of civilians. It's a war crime. If the Israeli generals were ever put before a court of proper jurisdiction, they could spend the rest of their lives in jail for the crimes they are committing today, because they know they're committing crimes. They just operate as if they are above the law. So the forcible relocation of over a million people is the foundation of this crime. The second part of it is, of course, the indiscriminate bombardment of civilians, the collective punishment of the citizens of Gaza, the Palestinian civilians. The Israelis have a policy that they've been implementing since 2006. In 2006, Israel fought a short and ultimately losing war against Hezbollah. Part of the frustration that Israel manifested because they weren't able to defeat Hezbollah was to hold the Lebanese population accountable for Israel's inability to prevail on the battlefield. And they did so by indiscriminately bombing, leveling, destroying, annihilating entire neighborhoods. The Dahiwa doctrine comes, that the name is of a suburb of West Beirut, which was flattened by Israel. Collective punishment. They didn't disguise it. They said, we're punishing the citizens of Lebanon for allowing Hezbollah to exist. Collective punishment. And they've been doing it ever since. Since 2008.
Let me jump in. Sorry to interrupt. But let me jump in. May I call you Scott for the remainder of this interview? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's my name.
Just to be a little less formal, but what, in your view, what would Israel's response, what could have Israel done in response to the October 7th Hamas attacks that would have been consistent with international humanitarian law and the Geneva Convention and so on? What should they or could they have done that would not be indiscriminate bombing and war crimes?
Well, the first thing is, Israel should have been smart enough to know that they are walking into a Hamas trap, that Hamas was luring them into Gaza. The war is an extension of politics by other means. And, you know, what Hamas was doing was setting Israel up for failure, knowing that Israel would implement the Dahiwa doctrine, begin the indiscriminate bombing. What Israel should have done is secure the border and then turn to the United Nations through inciting Article 51 and begin a debate in the United Nations. This would have been a very difficult debate for the United Nations to have, because there would have been those in the United Nations who would have said, like Russia has already argued, that Israel has no inherent right to self-defense because they are the occupiers. The Palestinians are the occupied. This is derived from a 2004 opinion of the International Justice Court, which dealt with the status of Israel vis-a-vis Gaza. But Israel would have had the moral strength with them of saying, we were just attacked. 1,400 Israelis are killed, many of them civilians. Don't play niceties with me, the United Nations. Don't sit here and play word games. What are you collectively going to do about this problem? And throw the issue onto the United Nations and create a debate that Hamas didn't want. Because remember, this is a political war. It's not a military war. This is not a war that's going to be won by scoring more deaths. In fact, Israel's insistence on punishing the Palestinian people have caused them to lose this political war because the world has turned against them. In the United States, the streets are filled not with protesters saying we are with Israel, but protesters saying we are with Palestine. If Israel had done what I just said, turn to the United Nations, cite Article 51, say, how are you collectively going to defend us from this attack? The streets today would be filled with protesters on the side of Israel because Israel would have deserved to have been supported in that event. But that's not what they did. They chose the sword. You live by the sword, you die by the sword.
So you believe that Hamas had calculated that Israel's response would be overwhelmingly driven by rage and that Israel would target intentionally civilians, which means that at some level, Hamas also predicted that their brothers and sisters, their Palestinian brothers and sisters would be killed as part of this, and that that would make the case of Israel's brutality. Do you think that that level of awareness was pre-calculated by Hamas?
100%. Look, Hamas carried out one of the most effective, well-planned military operations in modern history. You can call it an act of terror. I wouldn't. It was a military operation. They took on the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, in a stand-up fight and beat them. They beat the 13th Battalion of the Golani Brigade. They beat the 51st Battalion of the Golani Brigade. They beat the 7th Armored Brigade. They beat the Special Forces of Israel. On October 7th, Hamas won a decisive military victory against Israel. It was a military victory, not an act of terrorism. Now, when we speak of the goal of luring Israel in, of course they did. Why do you take hostages and bring them back into Gaza and put them underground? Because you're challenging the Israelis to come in and go for them. When Israel has no plan, they knew Israel has no plan because Israel never, ever considered the possibility of a military attack from Hamas out of Gaza of this scope and scale. Israel had no contingency planning. Everything they're doing right now is being made up on the spot, and it's revenge-oriented, and Hamas knew that. Hamas knew that the Dahiwa Doctrine would be implemented in full. Now, you can say that that's very callous, but I'll offer this from history. In the early 1944, as the United States, Great Britain, Canada were planning the invasion of Normandy, D-Day, they went to Charles de Gaulle, who's the head of the Free French forces, and said, you know, we're going to liberate France, but when we do so, the French population of Normandy is going to be caught in the middle, and there will be casualties. And de Gaulle said, how many? And they said, tens of thousands. And he said, do what you need to do. These will be losses that have to be occurred. We have to suffer these losses to get our liberty. 60,000 French civilians were killed by the Allies during the Normandy invasion. 60,000. That was done in the name of liberty. Now, if you're a Palestinian civilian, if you're a Palestinian politician, and your goal and objective is a Palestinian state, how many Palestinians are you willing to lose in that cause, knowing that if you don't engage in this battle, there will never be a free Palestine? And my, you know, so those people who sit there and say Hamas is this, Hamas is that, Hamas is no different than Charles de Gaulle when it comes to understanding that there has to be a price paid by the civilian population if you're going to achieve your objective of an independent state.
Well, that's definitely going to get some reaction, what you just said. But let me redirect and ask you this. Clearly, some of the casualties of the Hamas attacks on October 7th were civilian, not military. You're correct, I believe, in mentioning that many of them were military targets, but clearly there was a mix, right? Some military, some civilian. But one question I've been burning to ask you, and this is an earnest, honest question, because many of my other sources have said they believe that the IDF, at least portions of it, were intentionally ordered to stand down in order to allow this attack to occur. I'm curious about your thoughts on that analysis, because I've heard you say that Hamas defeated Israel or IDF forces on that day, which clearly they did in some degree. But is it also possible that some elements of IDF were ordered to stand down because the political benefits to Netanyahu of this attack have been the justification of this war on Gaza that is a goal towards a greater Israel? What are your thoughts on that?
Look, I have worked with the Israeli Defense Forces in a very intimate way. From 1994 to 1998, I worked with Israeli intelligence, Amman, on the Iraq weapons of mass destruction issue. I spent a lot of time in Israel with these soldiers, shoulder to shoulder, going over the intelligence, planning operations and such. And I will just say this, the idea that an Israeli politician or an Israeli general would sacrifice in such a callous manner the lives of an Israeli soldier is absurd in the extreme. No responsible person would ever think that the case. The Israelis treasure Israeli life so much. This is why they're in the fix they are, because their military has an over-reliance upon technology, because they don't want their boys and girls to die in combat. They make an overuse of air power to keep the enemy suppressed so they don't have to engage in this kind of fight. The idea that an Israeli politician, even one as cynical as Benjamin Netanyahu, say what you want about him, and I despise him openly, despise the man. He served in the IDF. He served in the Saudi Etmat call. His brother died at Entebbe. And if you think Benjamin Netanyahu is going to stand by and let Israeli boys and girls be killed deliberately by Hamas, then you don't know Benjamin Netanyahu. You don't know the IDF. You don't know Israel. No, it's impossible, that this could be the case. I'm a big believer in the theory of incompetence. I believe that the Israelis were incompetent. I believe that the Israelis were asleep at the wheel. I believe that they disregarded intelligence about the attack. I believe they made a number of mistakes. But the one thing they didn't do, and I will never accuse them of doing, is callously allowing Hamas to carry out an attack of this scope and scale for political gain. No, I wow. reject that.
Okay.
It's just 100%.
Thank you for answering that. And I strongly respect your views on this and your analysis. So that means, as I've heard you say in other interviews, that then Hamas defeated, they militarily defeated the IDF on that day, which shows, and I believe I've heard you say this, that, you know, the Zionists are not superhuman, right? That they can be, I don't even want to say the word. I mean, they can be defeated as well as any other human being on this planet, and that some of what the Zionists tell themselves or tell the soldiers, and I'm not saying that all Israelis are Zionists by any means, but they tell themselves that they are superior. And is that giving them a false sense of competence that is perhaps not actually deserved? And are we seeing some of that in Gaza right now with the casualties of IDF soldiers and some of the armor that's being taken out point blank range by Hamas fighters with very few weapons?
Just a couple things. First, let me back up just a second and talk about civilian casualties real quick. On October 7th, there were three distinct civilian casualty-producing events. The first is the military assault carried out by Hamas against the Gaza barrier, military barrier. The military barrier around Gaza consists of a wall, other barriers, and then a series of military installations interposed with kibbutz, the civilian, but the civilian neighborhoods are militarized. Please don't view them as mom pa's little village in Iowa where they go out and they milk the cows every morning. These are militarized facilities manned by settlers who are armed. They are part, they are an integral part of the barrier around Gaza. They provide basing infrastructure, logistical infrastructure for the military bases. So when Hamas launches attack, piercing the fence, I believe 17 to 24 distinct locations, they pushed in, and when they move into a kibbutz, they view the kibbutz as a military object. And so, remember, there are defense forces in each kibbutz. Some of these defense forces mobilized and were able to repel the Hamas attack. So to pretend that these are innocent, defenseless civilians is absurd, because the evidence shows that when the civilians had a chance to get their weapons, go to their duty positions, they repelled the Hamas attack. So you're assaulting a kibbutz knowing there's a defense force there. You have to come in hard, fast, and you have to carry out your objectives of suppressing that. So you assault the homes where the armed people could leave, and some people got killed. There's no doubt about that. Were civilians caught up in the crossfire? Absolutely. But this is not targeted assassination. This is a military assault against a military position where civilians were caught in the middle. Now, the second kind of assault, once Hamas pierced you're looking at the robotic cannons there. Once Hamas pierced right. this defense line and moved on to their objectives, the holes in the fence were still there. And what came through that is a second wave and a third wave of non-Hamas armed militants. These are other Palestinian groups who were not part of the Hamas planning. These were other Palestinians who had weapons, who had a grudge against the Israelis, and they came through. These people, I believe, carried out the majority of the crimes against civilians. These people came in with revenge in mind. These people were the ones who shot the civilians indiscriminately, etc. So that's the second level of violence. But the vast majority of the Israelis killed were from the third level of violence, and that is the Israeli defense response, which was haphazard and heavy-handed. We know for a fact that in one of the kibbutzes, a lady has said, I was with 20 people who were held hostage by 8 Hamas fighters. The IDF came in and Hamas wanted to negotiate the surrender of the hostages and them. The IDF opened fire, killing 8 hostages and 18 Israeli civilians. One was left wounded, one survived. The head of security of the kibbutz says the IDF came in and indiscriminately fired at the open air concert. Majority of the people were killed by a crossfire between Hamas and Israeli security. This is the third level of violence that Israel does not want to talk about, because to talk about it will further shine light on the incompetence of the Israeli defense forces.
But that's consistent with the way Israel is treating Palestinian civilians. And we've seen Israeli officials say that even that there are no real Palestinian civilians. They're all treated as enemy combatants. Even if they're cancer patients in a cancer hospital or a pregnant woman or a child, or a refugee, you know, a wounded refugee, they're all treated as combatants. But to think that Israel would do that to its own citizens in order to increase the body count of the, you know, the number of Israelis killed on that day, that is, that's a horrifying thought. But
I'm not saying they did it to increase the body count. I'm not saying that an Israeli general said, oh, there's only 600 dead people. Let's kill another 800 so we have a big number. What I'm saying is the Israelis were panicked that day. Literally, if you look at stories of the response, a brigade commander's at home because it was Yom Kippur. He gets a phone call that the Hamas is over the wire. He gets in his vehicle. He drives towards the front line. He stops at a truck stop, picks up 2 soldiers. He stops at a base. It's chaos. He grabs people, puts them in a truck, and he rushes to the sound of gunfire, and he's panicked. He sees people moving. He doesn't understand what's going on. He doesn't have normal command and control. And so when there's a fight, when there's a problem, they address it with gunfire, and there's no care for sussing out the problem. They didn't say, who's in that building? What's going on? They simply said, Hamas, fire, take it. And many of the people they killed weren't Hamas. The majority of the casualties were these bumbling idiot Gazans with their guns running around having a party, and suddenly the IDF shows up and they get in a firefight with these guys, but they're the ones that are intermingled with the Israeli civilians. They slaughtered hundreds of Israelis that day. The IDF slaughtered them.
Okay. This is horrifying. All of this violence. I know that you would like to see a de-escalation of this as I would. None of us want to see this violence taking place. Scott, before we go to break here, give us your website or how people can follow your interviews and writings.
I put it all under ScottRitterExtra.com. So if you go to ScottRitterExtra.com, that's my Substack. And there's also up there, you can find links to the various podcasts that I do, my own. And then if I'm invited by other people, I always put a link up there. And so ScottRitterExtra.com is the best place to go to.
Okay, got it. ScottRitterExtra.com. We've got about a minute left, and I want to get your take on the fact that a high-level Israeli official, the cultural minister, recently suggested the possibility of nuking Gaza. He was then suspended by Netanyahu. But quickly, is this a confirmation in your view that Israel absolutely does have nukes? I mean, I think the world knows that, but what do you make from that comment?
Well, I've read that comment. I've looked at it very closely. He said nuclear-like, And already you've had people say, for instance, Eva Bartlett, who's a pro-Palestinian journalist, has likened the amount of bombs dropped by Israel on Gaza to a Hiroshima-like event. You know, a 12 kiloton weapon, 12,000 tons of high explosive. Israel's already dropped over 20 tons, so nearly two atomic bomb equivalents. So people have said that without alluding to the actual use of a nuclear weapon. He is responding to a comment made by a reporter. He didn't initiate the nuclear thing.
Sorry to cut you off, Scott. We got to go to break. Stay with us. We'll be right back with former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter right after this quick break.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, Immune Support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now. We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years, because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. Just like our information's game-changing, these products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com. When I tell you we have the ultimate bone broth, hands down, this is the most concentrated, high-quality bone broth there is. Concentrated chicken broth, patented, amazing. Then a huge dose of chaga mushroom, a massive dose of bee pollen, a gigantic dose of highest quality turmeric, and then it just gets crazier from there. It's about to sell out. We haven't had it in stock for years. This first new run is about to sell out. Get it discounted right now. 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. And once you get addicted to it, once you get blown away by it, once you feel your joints and your energy, your stamina accelerate, then become a regular customer for bone broth, InfoWarsStore.com. Whatever you do, spread the word about InfoWars, about the live show, and about all the other great products, because these are great products that empower your life, plus they fund our operation. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. We're selling out ultimate bone broth at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off, about to sell out.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Mike Adams.
All right, welcome back, folks. Mike Adams here, joining you from the Brighteon Studios in Central Texas, here on the Alex Jones Show, the second half of the third hour, and we continue with former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter at scottritterextra.com. And real quick, before we go to Scott, I just want to mention the current sale on the Ultra 12, which is the vitamin B12 product at InfoWarsStore.com. That is made with methylcobalamin, and that is the form of B12 that I take and that I recommend as, you know, a nutritionist and a food scientist. That's actually my background, not so much geopolitics. But we are continuing with our geopolitical analysis with Scott Ritter. Now, Scott, here's a question that I pose to people. A lot of people like to take sides on this. Obviously, you hear people, oh, I'm pro-Israel. And I ask them, well, what does that mean? Do you support everything that Israel is doing? Or other people say, oh, I'm pro-Palestine. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean you support everything Hamas is doing? And I tend to ask people, hey, if some Hamas fighters were found hiding out in New York City, would you support the mass carpet bombing of New York City? And would you tell the people, you know, who died there, it's your fault you didn't evacuate. We dropped leaflets. We told you, get out of New York City. We're going to bomb the hospitals. We're going to bomb the universities. We're going to bomb the residential apartments to get those Hamas people and any, you know, any civilians. Well, it's their own fault for being there, because that's exactly what we're hearing in defense of Israel's actions in Gaza. Does that sound about right of what we're hearing, Scott?
Yeah, I mean, it's completely indiscriminate what's going on. Look, we've had situations. We've had the Symbionese Liberation Army. We've had, the Weathermen. We've had we Black Panthers. We have a history of domestic terrorists. This is a police action. It's a law enforcement action in the United States. We've never, though, had a problem like Hamas. Hamas is, first of all, Hamas wouldn't be hiding in New York City if we want to make the analogy. Hamas is New York City, meaning that what Hamas has done is they are the government of New York. It's like the mayor. The mayor of New York City is Hamas, and he has considers New York City to be occupied by the United States, and so he's at war with the United States. And what he's done to protect his government and his police force is that he's put them underground in the subway system, and they dug even deeper tunnels, and they're underground. That's to prevent being hit. And so now they're in the New York subway system. They're underground, and they're fed up. So they sortie out into New Jersey, and they go over the bridge. They take out Fort Lee. They take out some other places. They go down to Atlantic City and mess up the casinos, and they go up to, you know, Mahwah, and they take hostages, and they come back with a bunch of, James Gandolfini type New Jersey mafia types that they've taken hostage, and they have them down in the subway system, and they're telling everybody else, come and get them, come and get them. And so now we come into New York City. We know they're in the subway system, but what we opt to do is take down the World Trade Center. We opt to take down the Empire State Building. We take down Macy's. We take down Times Square. We take down anything that has nothing to do with the subway system and everything to do with just punishing the people of New York. That would be a more accurate analogy.
I see. Wow. Wow. And, you know, on top of that, don't forget, Mayor Eric Adams has said that New York City may not survive the influx of illegals that are coming. And then we're seeing now many leftists in Congress saying that we should take on the Palestinian refugees that are fleeing Gaza, you know, a million of them. And people who are more conservative are saying, no way, we already have too much of a migrant crisis, especially in places like New York City right now. But what's your assessment of the real risk of extremism of some of those illegals in the United States? Or maybe they were stable before, but now because of these current events, they are easily recruited into extremist acts in America. Do you think that's a real risk?
Look, you always have to be, first of all, every nation has to be in control of its borders and has to be in control of its immigration policy. You can't make a definitive statement about a risk assessment if you don't know what the problem is, if you don't know who you've allowed in. In the past, look, my wife is an immigrant. She's from the former Soviet Union, from Georgia. She came here legally. She was vetted. They knew who she was, and there was a good reason to believe that she would assimilate, into America. Because we are a melting pot. Not a single one of us, unless you're a Native American Indian, can say, I'm from this area. We all came from someplace else. And our grandparents, our great-grandparents, somewhere along the line, they came in and were absorbed and were expected to assimilate into what America is. And we don't know how to define America because, I mean, if you go up to Minnesota, they have, you know, a different immigration base. If you go down to Arizona, a different immigration base. But they all call themselves Americans. We believe in the Constitution, the rule of law, things of that nature. So I'm not afraid of people who come in seeking to become part of America. If,
right.
if your
me, me
goal
neither.
Is to come to America, and even if your goal is done illegally, I mean, I have sympathy for the illegal immigrant who says, I want a better life. Come in. But the problem is if you don't control this system, there are some very bad actors out there who will take advantage of the lack of certainty,
yes.
the lack of security to infiltrate people in. Now, do I want to condemn all illegal immigrants? No, but we do have to understand that there is the potential of this. But see, these people would have been radicalized before they came in. I'm not worried, to be honest, about the Palestinian American community becoming radicalized by what's going on today. In fact, I think the Palestinian American community is becoming empowered by what's going on today because for the first time, they see the potential of the creation of a Palestinian state. That's why they're in the streets demonstrating the ultimate expression of American free speech, freedom of association, freedom to speak. They're not blowing up buses. They're not blowing up restaurants. They're demonstrating, saying we are advocating on behalf of this issue, and whether you agree with them or not, it's the quintessential American way of doing business.
Okay. To add to that, and thank you for that answer. My wife is also an immigrant, by the way, legal immigrant, been an American citizen for 30 years at this point, but an immigrant from Taiwan. So I completely agree with you. Many of the best Americans that I know are legal immigrants, by the way. I mean, because they get it. Many of them, I know people who came from, let's say, Iraq, and they lived through hell. They lived through Christians being murdered, executed for their beliefs, and they came to America, and they understand the American spirit, and now they're Iraqi Americans who are,
Mike,
you know.
Mike, real quick.
Yes, go ahead.
You know
yes.
what your wife and my wife have in common?
And tell me.
That differentiates them from the majority of native-born Americans? They had to take a test on the U.S. Constitution to become citizens.
True.
They know the Constitution better than the vast majority of Americans who were born into the system but don't understand that which defines us. So God bless your wife. God bless my wife. God bless every immigrant who comes and becomes a naturalized citizen, and they know what it means to be an American more than many Americans born here. Because I would challenge this. The test your wife took, I challenge your audience right now. The audience listening, be honest with yourself. Go take the test, the constitutional test to become an American citizen. Take it. Don't cheat. Don't Google the answers. Take it. 98% of you will fail. 98% of you will fail.
You're probably right about that. And also, of course, you have to take the test in English, or at least my wife did, which means you have to have some mastery of the English language. Look, we're about to go to break. Stay with us, Scott. On the other side, I want to ask your detailed analysis of the risk of escalation into a much wider regional war. I want to ask your opinion of, can Iran be provoked? Because we see Senator Lindsey Graham clearly wants to provoke Iran to give justification for the U.S. to strike Iran. And also Turkey, of course. We've got to talk about Turkey. I'd like your bigger picture analysis of all of that when we return. And I really appreciate your time here. I know that you know, a lot of what you say is controversial. I want to remind the audience that this platform is a free speech platform, and that our audience may or may not agree with everything you've said, but we believe in your right to say it. And I think that you are operating in the interests of overall peace. So please stay with us, Scott. We'll be right back after this break with those questions straight ahead.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Hey, everybody. Rodney Outbrand here. I want to thank Alex Jones and InfoWars for offering scholarships to River University. Maybe you're watching InfoWars today and you don't know what to do with the problems that we faced in the world today. You've been through COVID-19, 2019, 20, 21, 22, 23. But here at River University, not only do we show you what the problem is, but we show you how to deal with it. Come, a full 3-year bachelor degree will train you up in ministry, government, worship, that you can go out and actually bring about a transformation in the earth today. We have graduates going all over the world, from the Arctic to the Outback, and right here, this is what we do. We specialize in training people and equipping them for transformation, and that's what you'll do. So scan the QR code right now or go to riveruniversity.org and get the free scholarship offered to you by InfoWars.
Your products have changed my life. Your Brain Force, all that makes me better. They make me more focused. They make me feel better. A lot of lingering effects from when I was getting sober have now relieved me. My girlfriend goes to the gym and goes hard. She's on the turmeric and the same stuff. These products will change your life. They fund one of the greatest things out there right now for us as free Americans. Please do these people a favor. Go to their store. Support them. Do what you need to do, because if we lose InfoWars, we lose a lot more than what people are willing to believe. If you want to really get in shape for this thing about to come, get the HGH and get that testosterone boost, man. Get in the gym, because I'm in the best shape of my life because of your product, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to not lose the greatest symbol against tyranny the world has ever seen, and that's our American flag. And with that, I appreciate love InfoWars. I'll listen to you the day I die or you go off air, but I'm going to do my part to make sure you don't. Have a great day.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes that has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams here, guest hosting today. This is our final segment with UN Weapons Inspector, or former UN Weapons Inspector Scott Ritter. And his website is scottritterextra.com, and he does a lot of interviews, and he's also an author and, of course, geopolitical analyst. Now, Scott, I asked you before the break for your take. I'll just turn it right over to you. What is the risk of escalation that would bring this to a regional war that would, you know, provoke Iran or Turkey or Syria or other nations to get kinetically involved?
Well, this is a very dangerous situation, and the reason is because Israel is panicked right now. You know, Israel has for several years now considered this very scenario. What would happen if all of our enemies attacked us at once? Last year they did an exercise called Chariots of Fire. This year they did an exercise called Firm Hand. Both exercises were done with the support of the United States in terms of counter-Iranian operations, because Israel learned from these exercises that they cannot take on Iran by themselves, that if they're going to fight Iran, the United States must be involved. Bad news for Israel is that neither Israel nor the United States, isolated or together, can provide the kind of immediate strategic defeat of Iran that would preclude an Iranian attack that would devastate Israel, destroy Israel. And so Israel knows what the consequences are. They also know that Hezbollah, if they become engaged, has 200,000 rockets, 200,000. 100,000 are unguided. They'd saturate Israel in the first 3 or 4 days, exhausting the Iron Dome system, forcing them to use up all of their ammunition. And then the final 100,000 are precision-guided rockets that would destroy every target in Israel. There's not 100,000 targets in Israel, but they would destroy the industrial, the military, the political infrastructure of Israel. This is a reality. Hamas troops, 50 to 80,000 of them, are combat-hardened, well-trained. They have tunnels that will take them into northern Israel. And if Hamas engages decisively, there's a risk that Israel would lose northern Israel up to the Sea of Galilee.
Are you talking about Hezbollah?
Hezbollah, yes. Okay. Hezbollah.
Yes. So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Israel knows, but here's the good news in all of this. The good news is that Hamas did this by themselves. Hamas did not plan with Hezbollah. They did not plan with Iran. That this took Hezbollah and Iran by surprise. Hassan Nasrallah admits this. He gave a major speech last Friday where he said, we had no clue that this was happening. And it is, you know, we have been trying to come up with an adequate response. We reached out to our Hamas brothers to say, what do you want from us? And you know what Hamas told them? Nothing. Don't do anything. We're in control. We have a plan. The plan is being implemented exactly the way we want it, because Hamas's goals and objectives in this are not the physical destruction of Israel, but the creation of the political opportunity for the creation of a Palestinian state. For the first time in a long time, the world is talking about the potential of creating a Palestinian state. This is because of what Hamas did. Hamas wants 5,000 or more Palestinian prisoners who have been taken by the Israelis without due process, without charges, just put in prison, and they're held there indefinitely. They want them released. This is why they took the hostages, to exchange them for 5,000. Israel's been taking Palestinian hostages on a daily basis. There's over 130 kids, Palestinian kids, in Israeli jail right now for crime of what? Throwing a rock? Giving an Israeli soldier a dirty look? You know, this is insane. So that's what Hamas. And then the last thing is, Hamas wants, and this should resonate with your audience, because I understand that your audience, many of them are fundamentalist Christians. They're good Christians. They believe in Christ, and they understand what a holy site is. They understand what sites of religious importance are. The third holiest site in Islam is the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. It's the third holiest site, and Israel desecrates it on a daily basis. Israel goes into the mosque and interferes with the worshipers. Israel has gone into the women's section and beat up the female worshipers, because they worship separately, the women and the men. They've gone in and arrested men inside. They've terrorized people. They've thrown tear gas into the third most holiest site in Islam. Hamas wants that to end. They want guarantees so that Al-Aqsa can be treated with the sanctity that a religious site of this level requires. So Hamas did it on their own. Hezbollah in Iran, they don't want this. Remember, Hezbollah is a political party. Lebanon is a nation recovering from a tremendous political and economic crisis. Hezbollah is a political party that's dedicated to helping Lebanon rise up from the ashes. They are politically committed to good governance in Lebanon. The last thing they want is a war with Israel. That would destroy everything, because Israel once again bombed Lebanon. Iran, for generations now, has been under American sanctions, strangling sanctions. For the first time in a long time, Iran has the prospects of peaceful coexistence. China just brokered a rapprochement between Iran and Saudi Arabia. They're no longer enemies. They're working together. Iran joined BRICS. Iran joined the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Iran is standing up and taking its own position in the world as an economic power. The last thing they need is a war. So Iran and Hezbollah do not want this escalation, but there is a danger, because Israel is so insecure that Israel may very well lash out against Hezbollah in a way that causes this problem to explode. So Hassan Nasrallah, in his speech, said his job is escalation management.
Yeah, right. Escalation management. Because, and I think you've spoken about this in other interviews, it seems like the BRICS nations are winning the long game anyway. They're going to win the de-dollarization game because so many nations, you know, because the U.S. has weaponized the dollar, especially with cutting off Russia from the SWIFT system and then printing money and using money to send weapons to Ukraine and now to Israel. Seems like the BRICS nations know that if they can just hold out another year or two, the dollar loses so much value that the Western nations are unable to meaningfully print enough value or even to keep up with munitions production that would be necessary to fight a war with the U.S. sending weapons to Israel. Do you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a sound assessment. Let's put it this way also to add to that. Again, because Israel has gone in heavy-handed into Gaza, no one is speaking out in support of Israel besides the United States and a handful of European countries. The entire world has spoken out against Israel. The collective South, the BRICS nations, the developing nations, the G20 nations have spoken out. This accelerates the economic demise of the United States because we are linked to Israel. Israel is being further isolated. We are being isolated with them. We are becoming weaker every day we support Israel. Now, I'm not saying that we abandon Israel. There are many people out there who believe that we should be Israel's friend. But, you know, you guys all know this. You go to a bar on Friday night and you got a really good friend out there, but he's drunk. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. You have to, if he gets in the car, turns on the engine, you have to reach in there and turn the keys off, take the keys away, and say, no, you don't get to behave in a suicidal manner. If you're the friends of Israel, we have an obligation to do what's good for our friend and for us. We don't let friends drive drunk. Right now, Israel is a nation drunk on arrogance, drunk on revenge. We have to get the keys ignition.
Are you saying we should cut off funding to Israel?
Well, first I'd start off by telling Israel that the United States can't support policy X, Y, and Z. And if Israel refuses, then I would tell them, then you won't get weapons A, B, and C. We have to start leveraging what we can. Israel has taken America for granted too long. They've controlled Congress too long. Their policies have not been questioned by Americans for too long. It's time that we start holding Israel accountable as being a separate sovereign state. They are not an extension of the United States.
Blinken has no credibility in the Middle East. You know, everywhere Blinken goes, they disrespect him. I mean, America has lost its geopolitical weight in the region, it seems to me.
You're correct, but we could regain it simply by telling Israel that we provided you 2,000-pound JDAM bombs to protect yourself against Hezbollah and Iran. If you drop another 2,000-pound JDAM bomb on Gaza, we will, A, demand all the weapons that we've given you to be returned, and if you don't return them, you'll never see another weapon again. Not only that, we'll force AIPAC to register as foreign agents. We'll start treating you as a hostile nation, however you want to play this, Israel. Because I would remind the Israelis, A, you don't own us. You know, Benjamin Netanyahu brags about how he owns the U.S. Congress. And indeed, when the current Speaker of the House, the first thing he did, he didn't come out and say, I'm going to help the homeless, I'm going to help this, I'm going to help that, I'm going to help America.
No.
The first thing he said,
he's
going to
help Israel.
I'm going to get money for Israel. What the heck is wrong with that picture? If you're an American, that should disgust you, and it disgusts me. We have to tell the Israelis that while we're your friends, you are not of us. You are not one of us. You're not the 51st state. We are not the same, and our national security
interests. We've got to cut it off there. We got to wrap it up there, Scott. I apologize, but the website for Scott Ritter, folks, is scottritterextra.com. Scott, I want to thank you for taking the time to share your thoughts with us today. It's been a really intriguing conversation.
Well, thank you very much. I hope you don't get in too much trouble.
Well, you as well, probably, but we'll see. But thank you for joining us today here on the Alex Jones Show, the free speech platform. I'm Mike Adams. I enjoyed hosting today, and stay tuned for more Straight Ahead.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products and for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
We are in the middle of a crude and ugly communist revolution, funded by the big banks as a battering ram into a new age digital economy and a total surveillance state. All branches of government are attacking we the people, and they offer us only one option, a meaningless vote in a rigged election. What we can do is be prepared, and you can support the InfoWar by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com for products to help you through good times and bad. And you can share the videos at band.video. Our best hope still is, and always has been, a mass awakening. So download the videos, share them, upload them, and send them everywhere. Let the world unite for truth, justice, and 1776 worldwide.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
America was never great.
One, two, three, four.
Slavery, genocide, and war.
While America sleepwalks through the 2020 decade with a treasonous zombie criminal at the helm,
the most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy.
You from Syria?
No.
Hey, well, why is it a big secret?
According to the United States intelligence community, domestic terrorism from white supremacists is the most lethal terrorist threat in the homeland.
The Nashville shooter, the trans woman demand, who went in to the little Christian school and shot those little kids and shot those teachers. The manifesto was suppressed when it happened, and we now have confirmed from insiders it was the Justice Department suppressing it.
Our hearts go out to the trans community as they are under attack right now.
This monster was brainwashed and poisoned by leftist propaganda. Reportedly from the sources, she was a total brainwashed leftist on a bunch of psychotropics that love BLM, you name it.
Arrested after police say she crashed her car into a building thinking it was a Jewish school. Police say the woman told them that she did it on purpose after seeing an Israel school sign on the door. She also reportedly made references to, quote, her people back in Palestine.
A Jewish man has died from injuries after a confrontation with protesters. The incident happened Sunday as Palestinian protesters gathered near the intersection of Westlake Boulevard and Thousand Oaks Boulevard.
And this evening we received word from the Jewish Federation of Los Angeles that the man has died.
The most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today, white supremacy is terrorism.
Joe Biden wouldn't know a threat to the United States if it bit him, and it nearly did. China is flooding every inch of Earth with its rising dominance. As a military power, China's navy is now the largest in the world. The dollar is now openly regarded to be on life support. As Foreign Policy magazine reported, BRICS is likely to strip the dollar of its hegemony over global trade, even if it doesn't have a single currency. BRICS currently comprises Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, but will soon be joined by Argentina, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE this coming January, estimated to represent nearly half of the global GDP by 2040. BRICS also expands control over commodities and increases leverage in financial holdings. China has quietly taken control of larger portions of key global trade arteries, including the Suez Canal and the Panama Canal. Meanwhile, thousands of military-aged Chinese men flood into the United States from Chinese camps located in Panama.
I cannot stress enough how important Panama is. It is absolutely vital, right? And Panama is being destabilized. And it's being taken by the World Economic Forum and the Chinese Communist Party.
China's Belt and Road Initiative, racing up through South and Central America, is built on the back of a compromised U.S. president, allowing nearly 8 million illegals, partly comprised of foreign military-aged men and terrorists, into the United States under his three-year term, dwarfing the amount that came in under two terms of Obama and one term of Donald Trump. While Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum lays waste to the sovereignty of the Netherlands as Schwabtown, or the tri-state city, is built to serve as a hub for the New World Order's Great Reset agenda.
This is a city that will consist of about 30 million people if it goes according to plan. It's most of Netherlands, a part of Belgium, and part of Germany. That's the tri-state. The end of the railway that goes all the way from Shanghai and other feeders in China ends at Rotterdam Harbor, which is in Tri-State City, which is at the mouth of the Rhine River, which is like the Mississippi for Europe, right? So Rotterdam Harbor is one of the biggest in the world, one of the top 10, and it's the largest in Europe. Just south of Tri-State, Rotterdam Harbor is Antwerp, which is the second largest harbor in Europe. Those will both be in Tri-State City. And so bottom line is, this is not just about weaponized migration. The weaponized migration are one weapon that they're bringing to the war. They're like the tanks, right? They've also got, they're building the new Silk Road.
While more U.S. banks continue to fail and the West is in a state of kinetic terror-driven chaos, once the dollar has been sufficiently diminished, central bank digital currencies will flood the globe, unleashing a totalitarian nightmare the world can barely imagine. John Bound reporting.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar. And you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you. And I suggest you use it.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas. The U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing, using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things, integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States, with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me, as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception,
where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Here's Harari saying, we're going to make aliens on Earth. We're going to merge the machines and be a new life form, a new ruling alien class on Earth. See, they're building the aliens. The biomedical AI merger with our flesh. The raping of humanity. It's the same story from Roswell in the late 40s. With Colonel Corso, heavily promoted everywhere by the biggest publishers, by the biggest movie makers. That was system funded because they don't want you to understand the full spectrum of interdimensional contact and the fact that it's always been here. And these things actually aren't alien. They're part of our existence and part of our story here. If anything's the aliens, it's us. But here on this planet, by God. And there's these things that were already basically here. We've probably not been here as long as this thing's been here. If you really read the ancient texts of the Bible. So they don't want you to know it's far more complex and they're not in control of it. All they're doing is being demonically inspired by these creatures that will only give them Hellraiser visions. It will only give them how to have technology for evil because it doesn't like us. This is just a training camp where our father has put us here. We think we're only living on one life so that we're in this super scared position but having all these spiritual and ancestral intergalactic interdimensional memories. And it's all a giant three-dimensional real scenario war game. And they don't want you to know that. And they don't want you to understand they signed on to the wrong team. They joined with the destructive force, the evil force, so they could have power during this, the third-dimensional simulation. It's a three-dimensional genetic universal simulation. It's a real simulation. It's just that it's forever war. You don't die when you die. You're an electrochemical, multidimensional creature. This is only one lowest manifestation of you. You have glorified heavenly bodies. There's this first heaven, the second heaven, the third heaven. It's all right there for you to understand. And again, what is the heaven? A dimension. They are programming that aliens are these little stupid gray things and they want to kidnap us at night and take stuff from us. And there is some evidence for some lower level creatures. They're like a biological android. This whole big UFO thing is a distraction that, oh, the aliens are harassing our ships. The aliens are harassing our troops. No, that's the globalists with their advanced technology playing games so they can brand contact with the angels and God as the devil. When really, we're here with the devil. We're not locked in here with the devil. The devil's locked in here with us.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
You think? Just let me think.
I suspect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor Settler.
Damn it!
Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Suttler. He promised you order, he promised you peace. And all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
One of the things that I would recommend for people to go look at, and I don't care what you think about this guy who I'm about to mention, but I was sent a video yesterday. It's basically a documentary, and late in the afternoon, so I watched it last night, and it's by Alex Jones, InfoWars, and the media has tarnished him with all sorts of name-calling, conspiracy theorist, bomb thrower. The one thing that I know about this gentleman, Alex Jones, is that he loves this country. He is as smart as a whip. He absolutely believes in what he believes in, and he also does his research and his homework. And so I sat, because a close friend of mine said, you've got to watch this. I just finished watching it. He actually put it out yesterday, and it's called An Emergency Broadcast, and it's based on InfoWars, and it's based on the whole COVID lie. And Alex takes his audience through an hour and a half worth of just incredible level of detail of a war game that our government did back in the 2016-2017 timeframe with under a different name, and they called it SPARS instead of SARS COVID, right? And it's this incredible, runs parallel to everything that's going on today. Even in the war game that they did almost 5 years ago now, 4 years ago now, in the war game, they even put out social media things like tweets and such. And in the tweets that they use in the war game, they use the exact same tweets over the last year. I mean, the exact same words, the exact same hashtags. And it's like it's one big setup. So this thing that Alex Jones put out yesterday, it needs to get out in a bigger way, because Alex walks through, and again, whatever, I don't care what people think of him, he's incredibly detailed in his research. He loves this country. He is a patriot, and he's somebody who we better listen to, or others in this country better listen to. There's a reason why the mainstream media calls a guy like him a bomb thrower or a conspiracy theorist, because they're in fear of the truth that he does actually bring out. And in this particular documentary that he did yesterday, it's fascinating, and there's an awful, awful lot of parallels in it from what was done in a war game, so to speak.
You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical/supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund their operation.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption into the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139, and Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
Sleepless nights seem to be a lot more common these days with everything that's going on both at home and the world at large. If you are having trouble getting to that deep sleep we could all use more of, our new sleep support formula, Down and Out, is just the thing. It's our new faster absorbing liquid formula that is specifically designed to help you get the shut-eye you deserve. Formulated to improve upon our best-selling product, Knockout, with Down and Out, now the herbs and melatonin packed inside are extracted directly into the glycerin solution. So the ingredients are already dissolved into the formula before you even take it. One of the other sleep support herbs included is the passion flower, which was traditionally used by Native Americans like the Cherokees, who used it for its relaxing qualities. Be sure to take this product when you are completely ready for sleep, because you will be down and out. Selling out now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs. That is so good to have in your medicine cabinet, sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, well, okay, let's do it. Let's do an exercise here really quickly. And this is why I say they absolutely don't want this manifesto out there. This is not a trick. Okay. White supremacy. I'm going to condemn it first, and then you go, okay? I think that white supremacists are morons. I think they're wrong. I share nothing in common with them. Okay, Alex, you go.
Absolutely. We have nothing to do with it. We love everybody. We're Christians.
There you go. Exactly. It is anti-Christian, is antithetical to what I believe, and I also think that they are stupid. Now, leftists, condemn the idea of white privilege. Go. Condemn gender ideology. Go. Modern gender theory. Go back to Simone de Beauvoir, write John Money, those studies are
Judith Butler. Define what a woman is. Federal judges won't even do it.
Exactly. We can so easily condemn white supremacy, as small of a percentage of any terrorism that's committed, or as small of a percentage of the population that they may be. We can easily condemn it. We can mock them mercilessly. They can't do that as it relates to the motivation, the type of culture this person was steeped in, because they've created it. This is in every school curriculum across the country. Now, I'm not saying that every transgender individual is going to go and shoot up a school. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that this person did include this as a reason. You don't use the term white privilege and say, I'm going to kill crackers. This was someone who also believed in the classism that we've seen from the left, the idea of equity versus equality. This is a starting point. And you know what? A starting point is important if you're running an investigation. This matters, not just because it was withheld, but because it helps us chart our course in approaching what we do preventatively in the future.
I've not been this excited ever! Oh, yeah, Mug Club, baby! Wow!
The replatforming begins now. Join Mug Club and get 1 month free with promo code Alex at JonesCrowder.com.
So a consortium of think tanks, government agencies, foreign government agencies, the EU, the UK, the Canadian government, the US government, the CIA, the Justice Department, big tech companies, with policy being written by the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL on what to censor and what to control are literally in your private messages on all the big apps, on all the big tech companies. They're not just watching what you say in public. They are engaging in massive coordinated crime. And that's what experts in Congress have said. That's what constitutional lawyers have said in testimony. We know it on its face. We saw the big hearings dealing with the censorship industrial complex. Now Jim Jordan's big report out on it. So they stole the last two elections, bigger than Dallas. Total election meddling. Now they've tried to outlaw saying, hey, stop stealing the election. Or questioning all the Dropbox video, people showing up with 50, 60, 100 ballots, signing them right there on camera, fraudulently, right in front of everybody. And it goes down to the crime. 20-1 black on white crime right now. That's the number. So the FBI stops publishing it. We only have the local numbers. It's a fraud. It's a war on Americans, a war on white people, a war on Christians, because that's the minority that's now got to be bullied globally under UN control. And they're trying to train the brown people, they're the majority of folks who are good people, on average, just want to have a future, but they're able to find a percentage of them, Islamists, you name it, that will literally ally with the left and be used as an internal destabilization tool in a voting block. So, this trans shooter, for over a year and a half, that's in the manifesto, fantasizes about how she, really a she, is casing places, planned to hit more places, but the cops got there quickly. So she was only able to kill a small number of people, but still it's the intent that mattered and every life's precious. And so this breaks. And the article on Infowars.com and the videos I put out yesterday morning were 100% clear. Steven Crowder broke this and authorized me to break it right when he broke it. So the national news comes out and says, Alex Jones has released a fake manifesto. Community Notes came out and said it wasn't real. They came out and said it wasn't real on Facebook and took it down. Then the mayor comes out and says, no, it's real. We've got a criminal investigation going on who leaked it. Well, investigative journalists are allowed to be leaked things, particularly if it's a public interest. Look at the Pentagon Papers of Daniel Ellsberg. He was a hero, doing the same thing Assange did. But Assange is in solitary confinement. Told you a big Assange news coming soon. Then you learned about a week later, Tucker's gone to visit him, and I'm going to leave it at that. Tucker's got big interviews and big stuff dropping soon. Breaking, YouTube removes Crowder's video that exposed trans shooter's manifesto. We have videos. City of Nashville confirms transgender school shooter manifesto is real. Democrat Nashville mayor launches probe. You look into it, it's a criminal probe of the leak of trans shooter's manifesto. Imagine if that's just the first three pages. It's reportedly dozens of pages long. What else is in there? Well, the police that are mad about this and want this out, they want the city to be forced to officially release it because I guess the cops thought they would just say it was fake, but that's already been defeated. So that's what's happening here. But let's put on screen an HD shot of this. Let's look at the people that were killed. They don't want you to know their names. These little girls, little boy, the two teachers, and the principal, assistant principal, a black man. She went there to kill evil white people, but a black man tried to stop her, and so she shot him full of holes. He's a hero. He's not a racist. He's a Christian. And he protected the white children, just like he protect black children. Anybody else, so would I. Makes me want to throw up. But they wanted to tell you that it was the right wing. First they said it was a right winger did it. And then they said, well, it was a transgender, but people were mean to her, even though it was a he, according to the rules. Suddenly it was a her, the real gender. And I've got all these clips that I really don't want to play. I without even looking, I found like eight of them. But let's just play two of these. This is 18 and 19. Woke boomer blames the Christian right for the actions of the trans terrorist. Another one, clip 19. Deranged leftist blames Tennessee trans bills on the shooting. The first is long. I don't even want to listen to these people, but play 19 first and then just play part of 18. Here it is.
I wonder if the parents of the victims of the Nashville shooting today would still have their children if these trans bills in Tennessee were never a thing. I'm not a parent, but if I were, I'd be real, real mad at the government. I'd be real, real mad at the government.
You have a transgender person that was finally pushed so far and traumatized so much by the Christian conservative right that they snapped. They did the unthinkable, the unfathomable, and they murdered children. And now that very group of Christian right conservatives will use that transgender person as a poster for why transgender people are evil and need to be eliminated, even though they created the environment that allowed that monster to develop. They are equally responsible. And this is the methodology this entire country has been built on since the beginning. We did it to the indigenous.
Bodies is back. The ultimate turmeric product on the market has returned to InfoWarsStore.com and is now 25% off for a limited time. Utilized for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied medicinal herbs today. Hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles are published every year on the chemistry and therapeutic potential of turmeric and its active components. Bodies will reduce inflammation throughout the body, help boost and support flexibility, increase mobility, assist in joint function, bolster your immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric from the store contains about 1 to 5% of the active ingredient curcuminoids, but our super powerful extract used in Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. No other product can compare with this curcuminoid delivery system, so if you want to put the true power of turmeric to the test, then look no further. Grab yourself a bottle today for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com and put your body at ease.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12. Ultra 12, a bestseller, finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products and for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore. Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
They're savages because they wanted to protect their way of life, their land, their lives. We did it to black people and continue labeling them as angry and violent because they didn't want to be enslaved. And then any time a marginalized group puts together enough organization and wherewithal to gain real political power, our government goes in and absolutely decimates them. They did it to the Black Panthers.
Meanwhile, slavery is still going on in many parts of the world. There's massive barbarism going on. There were millions of white slaves kidnapped, taken by Arabs over 500 years. But you're not supposed to know all of that. Only evil went on in America because the Marxist-Leninists funded by the big banks and the universities want you to hate the founding of the country so they can get rid of that Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights. That's what it's about. And now they officially are taking down George Washington and Thomas Jefferson statues around the country. And even Teddy Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt was like a big civil rights activist before they even had that name for it. They don't care. He's a white guy taking down. White people are bad. I'm going to do a special report this week. There's so many clips, we'll take time to get them all. Of all the different White House officials and the FBI director and General Milley and Biden, white supremacism is a scourge. It's just an epidemic. It's everywhere. And in the middle of them saying all this, there's all these attacks on white people going on. And here's a white transgender person going in and targeting little children saying, I can't wait to kill those little blonde bleepers, those little crackers for their white privilege. You know, this morning I was going for a hike and I live near a golf course and I hiked about 5 miles and I noticed that the workers were all Hispanic and white. And I've used to play golf back in high school and stuff and a little bit about it. I know the jobs that greenskeepers do. I was a greenskeeper for about a year in high school. And I noticed that the white people were the junior people in the jobs because obviously the Hispanic guys had been there longer and that's seniority. They're skilled people. It's very skilled work, especially on a nice golf course. And I didn't look, how dare those Hispanic guys be the bosses? Because the white guys looked like they were 25 and they wanted a job. The point is, I really saw the white privilege out there. And you know, when I see people out playing golf, I drive by the golf course every day. I just see black people and white people and brown people and Asian people, everybody out there. America is the most open, free country in the world for race and religion. Everybody knows that. So these people tell us that we're the strongest and the best and that we're bad and we're guilty. Let's play clip 24. This is Steven Crowder reading the sickening first three pages of the manifesto.
Dark Abyss, Death Day, March 27th, 2023. Today is the day, yes. The day has finally come. I can't believe it's here. Don't know how I was able to get this far, but here I am. I'm a little nervous, but excited too. Been excited for these past 2 weeks. There were several times I could have been caught, especially back in the summer of 2021. None of that matters now. I'm almost an hour plus 7 minutes away. Can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm ready. I hope my victims aren't. My only fear is if anything goes wrong, I'll do my best to prevent any of the sort. God let my wrath take over my anxiety. It might be 10 minutes tops. It might be 3 to 7. It's gonna go quick. I hope I have a high death count. Ready to die. Ha ha. Signed, Aiden. Next page. Audrey, kill those kids, 3 exclamation points, those crackers.
going to private fancy schools with those fancy khakis and sports backpacks with their M-daddies, Mustangs, and convertibles. You little I wish to shoot you weak-ass dicks with your mop yellow hair. Wanna kill all you little crackers again. Bunch of little faggots with your white privileges. You faggots. Then we have the schedule. Death Day, 6:30, desired. It's covered by a sticky note, 7 a.m., get dressed, 7:05 to 8:55. It says, with stuffed animals plus possessions, 9 a.m., eat breakfast at home. The home is encircled in a heart shape, 9:30, pack up special belongings and backpack. Test knife core breaker, leave for Royal Range, gear up plus setup, guns and trunk. Final videotape, leave for Covenant School. So, the schedule isn't necessarily something I need to go through in detail, but we will provide it for you.
So what you've been witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, is an organized corporate government working with PR firms, the media, big tech, to not just censor the Hunter Biden laptop and millions of other pieces of information that show you who they really are, but murders of children. And now they've got an investigation going of Steven Crowder and how he got this after corporate media tried to claim it wasn't real and that I had fabricated it. The real independent journalism in this country is people like Steven Crowder and InfoWars and James O'Keefe. We're not the alternative media. We're all that's left of real media. And that's why there's PR campaigns and lawsuits and hell people go through that you don't even know about. Last time I was up at Crowder's place for 2 days doing his show, staying in a hotel, I was followed every day by a black SUV on my ass to his place of business and then away from there. That's how Steven Crowder lives. That's how I live. And I'm not being a victim here. I'm simply explaining the deep state's coming after everybody and we're standing in the way, as President Trump has said. And Trump isn't perfect, but man, he stood up for America. It's why they're coming after him. And we need you to stand with us. We need everybody to understand that Crowder put all this out for free everywhere. And now he takes the brunt of the attacks. Everybody needs to join Mug Club. They need to go to JonesCrowder.com, get all sorts of, you know, deals, a month free, you name it. Use promo code Alex. The point is, if you don't get behind InfoWars, and if you don't get behind JonesCrowder.com, if you don't get behind the Mug Club, you're crazy. We're in the fight. We're the tip of the spear. Now, he did an extended show. He normally goes live at 9 a.m. He just got off 15 minutes ago. He's a very busy man. We've only got about 12 minutes to break. Stephen, thank you for getting in here. This is the top story out there because it illustrates the censorship, the control, the manipulations, the false statistics, them trying to say that I fabricated it when I never even said that I was the one that released it. Then they changed the story. No, it's real. But we've got an investigation now going. You know, the feds are running it, obviously, through the mayor of Nashville. But that's a badge of honor for you and your team. And the investigative unit you have built is dropping bombshells every day. You put yourself over the target again. Steven Crowder, we got 12 minutes with you. You got the floor.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for that introduction. And you know, like I've said, hopefully everyone out there, if they're comments, like, just show some love for the investigative unit here. I signed the fronts of the checks, and so I know they're grateful for that, but they really did a lot of legwork. And what I will tell you is, for me, having the confidence of when I go out there publicly and I say I have this information, I know it's right because I know the people I work with. I know that they do their due diligence. And yeah, when people try to, I guess there were some rumors out there and they try to say that we're conspiratorial, that you were getting the information or you were leaking the information. And they, of course I knew that it wasn't true. I know what they just try and do is pit us against each other and they try and generate controversy where there isn't. You know where the controversy should exist? The motivations and the targeting that are expressly outlined in this manifesto.
That's right. They try to change the subject. Well, community notes said that it looks like it's from Alex Jones. When it was very clear, I said, Steven Crowder's investigative unit in the article and the video we posted. Go ahead.
No, that's absolutely right. And you know what? By the way, I would take that as a badge of honor being compared to you. Like, I think they do that because you're not allowed on X right now, which gives me pause, by the way, as far as it relates to trusting Elon. I think he's taking steps in the right direction, but I'm still kind of dumbfounded that you're not allowed on there. This was something, you know, there was a process that we had to go through, which I've outlined. And today on the show, we actually released some full interviews with media. Of course, you've done this in the past, too, where they chopped it up. They misrepresented what I'd said so people can see it on Rumble or on X in its full context. What we did was We were sent kind of a tip, right, from an anonymous source. It was pretty vague, to the Proton Mail. And by the way, anyone out there, lwctips@protonmail.com, they can send those in. So we got this vague tip. A Mug Club undercover journalist followed up with an email and a call to this person. Let's call them Source 1, because I have to keep them anonymous. Source 1 then sent some pictures to our journalists after there were multiple phone calls. Our journalist flew to Nashville to meet with this person, source number one, review the phone and this text thread from the source within the Nashville PD. We'll call that source number two. Then our journalist verified the text thread that it was from 2 days post-shooting, verified the phone number, and authenticated that source number two was, in fact, on the scene of the crime. So there were multiple points of verification, took a while to do our due diligence. And after that happened, you know, there are people out there who, both on the left and the right, trying to say that either it wasn't legitimate, though that was very short-lived, but then people saying, yes, our sources have confirmed it as well. I guarantee you they didn't have any sources confirm anything at that point in time. They wouldn't have been capable. So this is one of those things where, unfortunately, with journalism and with news, and I'm a comedian largely, right? They did the journalistic legwork there, is other people just want to take some credit as though they are somehow involved. They did not confirm anything. There were no other people, at least yesterday, maybe it's changed today, who had any sources that could have verified anything. This came 100% from the ground up from everyone here, and I couldn't be prouder of them. And it's not just a scoop. It matters. The motive matters. The targeting matters. How are you going to best prevent incidents like these in the future if your prevention strategy, your new policies, like you see from the Nashville mayor, is based on a lie? Well, you think gun control is going to solve it? You think that the red flag laws that would never be applied to someone who identifies as transgender in the name of political correctness, you think that's going to solve it? No. We at least can start with a motive. We can start with a target. And as we included in the pages that we do have in the manifesto, very clear agenda. Have they spoken with everyone at the places this person visited? The gun range? That should be part of the investigation. To the best of our knowledge, they haven't been investigating anything. And that one representative over there in Nashville, I can't remember his name, Leatherford, said that none of this should have ever seen the light of day. Well, hold on a second. Were you running an investigation? Or did you already determine it shouldn't see the light of day? The same guy said, you know, releasing this for clicks, this shock jock, Stephen Crowder, he said, this didn't provide anything that we didn't already know. And that very same press conference later on said that no one, meaning none of the family members, had seen the manifesto or had any knowledge of it.
That's right. That's all a big lie that they didn't want to know. And this is what's key. Every time it is a, quote, right-winger, or even some Antifa they claim is a right-winger, they instantly release it. You did a great job yesterday as I was watching, going through just how they manage information. This is just like the Hunter Biden laptop. And that's why when you guys said, hey, we think this is big and important, I said, this is going to be gigantic, because people really get this is how they're managing info. This is how they're deceiving. And the big lie that the biggest crime is white supremacism, when it's terrible when it happens, but it's incredibly rare.
Yeah, well, okay, let's do it. Let's do an exercise here really quickly. And this is why I say they absolutely don't want this manifesto out there. This is not a trick. Okay. White supremacy. I'm going to condemn it first, and then you go, okay? I think that white supremacists are morons. I think they're wrong. I share nothing in common with them. Okay, Alex, you go.
Absolutely. We have nothing to do with it. We love everybody. We're Christians.
There you go. Exactly. It is anti-Christian, is antithetical to what I believe, and I also think that they are stupid. Now, leftists, condemn the idea of white privilege. Go. Condemn gender ideology. Go, modern gender theory. Go back to Simone de Beauvoir, write John Money, those studies are...
Define what a woman is. Federal judges won't even do it.
Exactly. We can so easily condemn white supremacy, as small of a percentage of any terrorism that's committed, or as small of a percentage of the population that they may be. We can easily condemn it. We can mock them mercilessly. They can't do that as it relates to the motivation, the type of culture this person was steeped in, because they've created it. This is in every school curriculum across the country. Now, I'm not saying that every transgender individual is going to go and shoot up a school. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that this person did include this as a reason. You don't use the term white privilege and say, I'm going to kill crackers. This was someone who also believed in the classism that we've seen from the left, the idea of equity versus equality. This is a starting point. And you know what? A starting point is important if you're running an investigation. This matters, not just because it was withheld, but because it helps us chart our course in approaching what we do preventatively in the future. And it showcases that it's a lie, and we see this with big tech, right? Think about this for a second. YouTube and Google. So that's all of Alphabet. Boom. Removed. You're not allowed to share it through Google is throttling anything that's shared, actually just outright removing it.
That's right. Real investigative journalism. It's being taken off Facebook. Yeah. It's being taken off Google. some of the people tried to claim it was false on Twitter.
Yeah, Reddit. It's been taken off everywhere except for Rumble and then Twitter. And I don't know if they still have their little notice underneath it. They didn't say it's Alex Jones, but then they said it might be sensitive material. But they've been pretty good, Twitter and X. So outside of there, I mean, that's what, 70, 80% of the information pathways out there for something that, you know what you're not hearing? You're not hearing a single person out there refute its authenticity. No one is. So that's why it becomes, well, maybe you shouldn't have released this.
Well, let me ask this. Yeah. When are we going to get the rest of it from what I was told or heard, obviously?
I don't know. We don't have all of it. We do not have all of it. And we were very clear. I hope that someone gets the rest of it. And hey, if the rest of it shows this person condemning liberals and it shows that they're a radical Christian fundamentalist white supremacist, then I hope that we get the truth and all this information.
But we know that's not there just from what we got. Well, what I've divined from this is that they want to force the city to release it all themselves. And they figured they would deny it was real. So I think that's what this was. Get them to come out, deny it's real. That's always the first tactic. They tried. I think the mayor had to say, okay, it is real.
Well, because I think it was just too clear at that point. I think that they probably had to go through their Rolodex going, okay, hold on a second. We know that this is real, right? They would have seen it, so they know it's real. And then they're thinking there's probably too much liability for
us to deny. That's kind of like when Georgia, there in Atlanta, published Trump's indictment before it was out and then said, no, it's not real. Later went, okay, it's real.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it doesn't matter if it's true or not, right? If they say it's not real, they know that they will get a headline, and then they can say, oh, actually, no, hold on a second, this was real. I mean, the New York Times reached out, right? They were trying to say that we were profiting, right? That's their mode of attack, profiting off of this manifesto and that it harms the victims because they have to relive it again, even though the footage of the shooting has been run ad nauseum on news. That's what they tried to claim. The New York Times reached out to me for a comment. I gave them one. They didn't include it. They ran the whole story. They asked for a comment. They were given one, and they didn't include it. Think about that for a second. And you know this. This isn't new to you, but I think a lot of people may be shocked to understand that they will ask for comments, and if it's not the comment they want, they just won't include it. It won't even say that
That's
they reached
right.
out for comment, and they wouldn't include it. So someone reading that article could think that there was no response. That's not true.
I know you got to go. I know you got to go. I said, Stephen Crowder, this is only a two-minute break. Do five more minutes with us. I know you got to go, but... When we come back, I want you to think about all the other angles of this, where this is going next, the investigative unit. I mean, you guys have been breaking some big stuff, not just this, every couple days now. So, man, you have really painted a target on your back starting to out Veritas Veritas. I know we're not in competition with the great James O'Keefe, so he's a wonderful person. But how do people, if they go to JonesCrowder.com, they see all the shows, my show. That's just the place to sign up. If InfoWars gets some of the credit, that's a win-win. Mm-hmm. JonesCrowder.com. We got 30 seconds to break.
Yep.
Tell people what they get when they join Mug Club.
Yeah, well, when they join Mug Club, they get your show on Friday, which is soon to obviously expand. They get Nick DiPaolo every day, Monday through Thursday. They get our show. They get twice the length of show. They get Brian Callen's show once a week, the Hodge Twins once a week, Mr. Guns and Gear. They get our Friday show, and it is what supports this investigative unit. Without Mug Club, there is no investigative unit. We do not have giant corporate donors, and we don't have a whole ton of sponsors either. So if people think that this is a value, the truth getting out there matters, there's one way to support us, and that's joining Mug Club.
That's right, with promo code Alex, and we get some support. It's a win-win. Go now to JonesCrowder.com. Sign up now. Take action.
Your products have changed my life. Your brain force, all that makes me better. They make me more focused. They make me feel better. A lot of lingering effects from when I was getting sober have now relieved me. My girlfriend goes to the gym and goes hard. She's on the turmeric and the same stuff. These products will change your life. They fund one of the greatest things out there right now for us as free Americans. Please do these people a favor. Go to their store. Support them. Do what you need to do, because if we lose InfoWars, we lose a lot more than what people are willing to believe. But if you want to really get in shape for this thing about to come, get the HGH and get that testosterone boost, man. Get in the gym, because I'm in the best shape of my life because of your product, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to not lose the greatest symbol against tyranny the world has ever seen, and that's our American flag. And with that, I appreciate love InfoWars. I'll listen to you the day I die or you go off air, but I'm going to do my part to make sure you don't. Have a great day.
Well, Well, it is the top story right now because it ties into all the censorship, the surveillance, the control, the election meddling, how they manipulate the information. This is huge. Steven Crowder, we got 5 minutes left. I appreciate your time. We were talking during the break, kind of repeat some of that. You were saying big law enforcement associations have already been complaining. They've backed what you guys have done. The mayor's trying to act like this is illegal, trying to scare people. What's the inside baseball on that?
Well, what they're doing, what the mayor is doing in this, I believe, leather pouch, I can't remember his name. What they're doing is they're threatening the source. They're threatening the leak. They're threatening the truth teller. They are saying that that person committed a crime, which is not true. People need to know that there were other media outlets who sued wanting to get the manifesto. And the reason they were emboldened to do that is because I believe it's the National Association of Police, or the National Police Members Association, said that the public has a right to know and demanded the release of the manifesto. Keep in mind, this would be in line with what they've done with Christchurch, what they did with, I believe it was Jacksonville, Buffalo. If they didn't outright release the manifesto, they quoted it all the time. So we are not the only ones who wanted this. There was someone who tried to do a hatchet job. I don't know if it was NBC or ABC or CBS. People can follow me on Twitter and see. And this local affiliate released a poll. Hey, do you think that this should have been released? And 87% of their own viewers said, yes, absolutely. So this is what they want to do. They want to make you, the 87%, feel as though you're in the 13%. And it's just not true. This is not something that we just did on a whim. It's something that everybody wanted. We had our suspicions, and now they seem to be confirmed. And by the way, this person obviously is deranged. Two things can be true. This person is mentally ill. This person is deranged. And it does seem like they were influenced by modern gender theory and progressivism. At the very least, it's a starting point. We had no starting point. And I think wherever you line up and whatever you think about this story, one thing, you know, it really is beyond any type of argument at this point. If we had not released what we released yesterday, no one would be having this conversation. No one would have ever seen anything as it relates to this manifesto. Now, maybe they'll be pressured and they'll release some more as they go forward. Great. Our job here is done. Maybe they won't. Well, then people will know if they're not being transparent. But if we did not get our hands on this and do our due diligence, no one would be talking about it at all.
Stephen, talk about some of the things the investigative unit has already broken that were huge. The illegal alien centers, just all of me, they are really kicking ass.
Yeah, they did. They went down to New York City, where they were, looking into the illegal alien centers. And of course, they have these programs where people are allowed to wear ankle bracelets, right, to be monitored. But if you look at the rules that apply to them, there's a curfew, which they're not following. You look at the National Guard there, or I don't know if it was a state. I don't know exactly who it was, but military members who were stopping the filming going on from these camps in New York. So they're hard at work with it. And there are some other leads right now that they are chasing down that I will say, well, the hair on the back of your neck would stand up. And we don't like to show our hand. You know, we don't brandish a gun. I'm using this figuratively. When we pull it out, we're already going to shoot you. We don't like doing the thing where we say, oh, we think we have this. If nothing else, I think that people are a little bit disheartened because of, remember, like the election issue, the crack and all that kind of stuff. We said, hey, we have these pages from the Nashville Transgender Manifesto. We are releasing it. And we did just that. Now, if people disagree with that, that's fine. That's their prerogative. I understand that people have differing points of view, but we did exactly what we said we were going to do. And you can quote me on this. We have far more in the hopper. That's going to be coming out over the course of the next year. And when we tell you we are going to do something, we are going to do it. We don't bluff.
I want to put on screen, we fight like hell in the information war peacefully. I want to put the Proton Mail address up for all the other whistleblowers out there. The place to go is your investigative team. Also, while you're at it, hit O'Keefe and the great work he's doing. We're all on the same team here, but we need support. Go to JonesCrowder.com, become a member, get a free month. There's a whole bunch of other deals going. Promo code Alex. Stephen, you'll be back tomorrow at 9 a.m. How do people find your show and how do they spread the word?
Well, actually, tomorrow we're doing a live stream of the debate, so it's at night. So it usually is every day, you know, at 9 a.m. Central. They can watch us on Rumble as the best place, so you get to watch the hour of free show tomorrow. I believe it's about 3 hours free as we cover the debates live. It's me and Nick DiPaolo. You can sometimes watch on YouTube, and the best place to support it, where you get everything, is ladderwithcrowder.com/mugclub. And I know that people, obviously, there's this tip fatigue out there right now. So, hey, don't join today. Just watch the free content.
Well, let me crash the event.
There is no content at all.
I couldn't make it up there a few weeks ago to be with you guys, but I'd love to be on tomorrow night. Love you, Stephen Crowder. You're awesome.
And it's time.
time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you got one. We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD. Incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock and they're incredible and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.